This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are now experiencing what the Bible calls a strong delusion. This strong delusion blinds the minds and corrupts the thoughts of those who are affected. Those who are affected experience mental confusion, inability to reason, hatred, and immorality, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Those who are lawless are blinded by this strong delusion of lies and reject God's truth. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure-Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
My brain is working so fast right now that I almost feel badly for those wussified betas and enemies of pleasure because they cannot keep up with me. It is a lost cause for the enemies of pleasure, and I'll tell you who else it's a lost cause for. It is a lost cause for all those enemies of free speech. I'll get to that in a little bit, but we've got some very exciting news to talk about involving delicacies. Now, as the reigning supreme show on Alpha Male Pleasures, that includes cigars, spirits, dames, and delicacies. And I've got a delicacy in front of me. You hear that? That is an unopened bag of a delicacy that I cannot wait to get my chompers into. Long-ass greetings and salutations, a long-ass snappy salute, semper delectatio. Always pleasure, long live the alpha, make America great again, make masculinity great again, screw the enemies of pleasure. It is the General, front and center from Command Center Alpha and your global alpha male-in-chief here in the Cigar City. As always, we extend to you a long-ash snappy salute. And I must tell you that I am just drooling looking at this bag of very special potato chips, as they say in Spain. I would like some of potato chips. And I'll get to that in just a moment because we're going to talk about that. There are some other delicacies involving some various condiments that we will also get to. I'm looking at my massive desk here, which looks like an airplane wing here at Command Center Alpha. I am just loaded with things to get to. Got a special cigar, a very unique limited edition cigar we'll enjoy for our litation ceremony. I've got a very special libation, also limited run. In fact, this libation is so limited. The closest store, if you are living within a 25-mile radius of the Cigar City of Tampa, the closest store that you can find this at is in Santa Fe, New Mexico. That is the honest truth. So we have much to get to today, but first up, let's talk about these potato chips. I read this story somewhere. I can't even remember where I see it, that Lay's, they have their special flavor blends. They have like 30 different core flavors. If you go on, you know, there's the regular Lay's, there's the Kettle Cooked, there's the Ruffles Barbecue, there's the Low. So they got like 30 different varieties. In fact, probably more. I never counted on a supermarket shelf. But I will guarantee you there's got to be at least 30, 40 of Lay's. I mean, they're the dominant potato chip brand on store shelves. And they started a number of years ago of rolling out limited time releases, but they do it on a regular basis. Now, there was one that I remember trying that was lobster roll and deep dish pizza. It was supremely delicioso. So I see the announcement that Lay's is going to be coming out with three new limited edition kettle cooked potato chips. Or wavy potato chips, whatever, then they're different brands. The first one is the wavy lime and sea salt. I had zero interest in that one. The second one was the Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle Doritos. Have zero interest in that. Potato chips. Have zero interest in that. But the third one captured my attention in a very large manner. It's the Lay's Kettle Cooked Classic Beer and Cheese. Now, in the Midwest, beer cheese is a big snack at bars. Comes in many forms. Basically, it's like a, what are they called? Somebody told me it's like a Wisconsin queso, combination of beer and cheese that turns into like a nacho cheese or a thick cream cheese, depending on who's making it. It's also a very popular soup. So when you think about the three food groups, Lay's has perfectly captured them all. Well, I don't know that yet because I haven't tasted it yet. But I would venture to say, when you think about the three very important food groups, you have one potato chips, two beer, and three cheese. So I needed to get a hold of this. I actually called around some various stores. A couple of supermarkets did not have it. However, one supermarket not far from me did have it, and I decided to venture out for one and only one reason, to find and hunt down a bag of Lay's kettle-cooked classic beer cheese-flavored potato chips. So I have in my hand, as you can hear it, they say, turn up the flavor, experience flavor and music in perfect harmony. Now, I'm looking at what is in the ingredients. Let's see here. Potatoes, vegetable oil, beer cheese seasoning, maltodextrin made from corn, cheddar, cheese, let's see what else, salt, whey, natural flavor, skim milk, yeast, dextrose, beer solids, so on and so forth. So there's a lot of different ingredients in here. It's not just like a natural potato chip. I'm not a big eater. I love potato chips, but I've not been a big eater for a long time. However, every once in a while, you got to splurge. It was $3.49 for an 8-ounce bag. So, if you can hear the chips, let me open up the bag. First, I'm going to smell it. Getting some definite notes of cheese. Not really getting any beer flavor. All right, so let me pull one out. Let me get a nice big one here. Okay. I'm getting a little lager taste right now. With a little cheese. Hold on, I'm taking another taste. Sergeant Steve, I just passed a few over. I brought another bag over in the control room. What do you think so far?
Delicious. Holy cow.
A lot of cheese, but there's a lot of lager on it, too. A little hoppiness. All right. So this is pretty good. Now, would I make this my regular potato chip of choice? And the answer is no. However, once in a while, you got to splurge. So the Lay's Kettle Cooked Classic Beer Cheese. Now, the next flavor that I would like them to come out with is cigar and bourbon. If you combine those, that would be fantastic. And then after that, what I would like is a nice Angus ribeye flavored steak, Pittsburgh style, rare in the middle, with maybe a side of, what else? You know what? Just the steak flavor alone I think would be good enough. Now, here's the test. I have got Puffy Baron, Pendragon's Royal Baron, my canine companion, and security detail. Now we've got Pendragon's Royal Sultan, who is back at the Pleasure Palace. But we've got Puppy Baron here. Now Baron eats everything. Doritos, chips, nuts. Sultan, on the other hand, very finicky. So, Baron, come here. I need you to come here because you are going to be the taste tester here for this Lay's Kettle Cook Classic Beer and Cheese. All right, let's see what happens. All right, he's now taking it over. He's going to pull it in the corner. Yep. No, now he just... No, I'm not thinking... not liking it. He just kind of took a few bites and dropped it. Baron, you don't like it? Go ahead, finish it up. I think Baron is not a fan. Wait, hold on. He's sniffing it again. Now he's licking the potato chip. Again, this is new. He's used to just regular potato chips. He's not used to a Kettle Cook Classic beer and cheese. Yeah, not too much. Not too much. Sergeant Steve, you and I obviously enjoyed it. Baron, not so much.
More for us. More for us.
It really is. So, pretty good. Definite has that unique flavor. I'm going to take one more chip. I'm done. Now, let's stay in the delicacy area. Heinz, known for ketchup. Also known for mustard and relish. Recently, they came up with a combination ketchup and mayonnaise and called it Mayo Chup. Well, now they have just released two new, what they're calling spicy sauces. And it's the same, it's in the same kind of inverted package, inverted bottle. They see a lot of the Heinz ketchup. So basically, it's always the gravity forces all the sauce or the ketchup down. So it's easy to store as well. They're coming out with two new sauces. Mayo Must, which is mayonnaise and mustard, and Mayo Q, which is mayonnaise and barbecue. Now, when you think of you eat stone crabs, there's a combination. There's a mustard sauce, and it's basically mustard or like a honey mustard with or a Dijon mustard with mayo. So the Mayo Must I will try. The Mayo Q, not so much. Sergeant Steve, do any of these sound appetizing to you?
The Mayo Must, absolutely. I'd probably try the Mayo Q, but not expecting a lot out of it.
No, I don't really think mayonnaise and barbecue sauce. Wait a minute, I'm just looking over. Puppy Baron has finished. He's eaten a potato chip. Wait a minute, he wants another one. Let's see what happens. Again, it took him a few minutes to kind of figure out what it was. All right, so here, let me take one of the microphones. All right. He's shy. He's eating it, but he's taking it in the corner. All right, so clearly Puppy Baron likes it. All right, so to me, barbecue sauce, as far as I'm concerned, does not belong mixed with mayonnaise. Mustard I have no problem with, but I'm going to pass on the Mayo Q. Now, this past Wednesday was Ash Wednesday. We, of course, as cigar connoisseurs, make it Long Ash Wednesday. So wherever you were, I hope that you smoked a cigar and enjoyed yourself, as did I. Big weekend. We have DST, Daylight Savings Time, begins tonight. Correction, tomorrow morning at 2 a.m. Remember, we spring ahead. We lose an hour of sleep. For those of you that are bussified beta males or Dems, try to follow along. We lose an hour because what happens is we roll the clock forward. I'm sure there are going to be many Dems and Libs and many wussified betas that end up being a little bit late for their appointments on Sunday because they haven't figured out how to turn the clock ahead. In any event, that's big. Sergeant Steve, do you know what next Thursday is, exactly 1 month after Valentine's Day?
I sure do. It's the best holiday of the year.
The best holiday of the year for men. It is National Steak and BJ Day, or is it BJ and Steak Day?
Steak and BJ Day.
Steak and BJ Day, Steak and Blowjoy Day for all men. Now, when you think about, for women, Valentine's Day is their Super Bowl. But for men, this is, without a doubt, the super pleasure day for men because it combines two things that men enjoy, nice meat and a little bit... Not a little, a lot of pleasure for the alpha male. So I can be sure that got 32 dames in the harem. All 32 of them will be, they'll be feeding me a steak. I won't have 32 bites of a steak, which will probably total one steak. and will have ample time for all of them to service me. No ifs, ands, or buts. And by the way, yesterday was International Women's Day. I call it International Dames Day, IDD. And in honor of International Women's Day or International Dames Day, I allowed the harem to service me all 32 at one time. Normally, I'd spread that out. They only get one or two a day, but I decided to give them ample amounts of pleasure for International Dames Day. All right, move on here. We have in the past talked about R. Lee Ermey, Marine Corps veteran, beloved character actor. He passed away last April, and you probably know him for his most famous role as Gunny Hartman in Stanley Kubrick's classic movie, Full Metal Jacket. Legendary performance, frankly, one of the great performances of all time. Now, certainly one of the most politically incorrect performances because of what was in the script. But interesting story about that. R. Lee Ermey, a retired Marine Corps drill sergeant, was brought on board by the producers of Full Metal Jacket to serve as a consultant. And so they had a number of actors that were doing this opening scene, trying to act like a drill sergeant when these new recruits show up and he's going through kind of the motions on as they're standing by their bunks, walking around and explaining things. And, of course, the actor they hired couldn't get it. Then they bring in another act, couldn't get it. And finally, Lee Ermey stands up and says, "Let me show you how it's done." Well, he starts to do it. Stanley Kubrick says, "Wait a minute. This guy may not be an actor, but this guy is the most realistic drill sergeant there is. We're casting him as the drill sergeant." The rest of his Hollywood career was history, as they say. He had memorable roles in Seven, Mississippi Burning, The X-Files, Toy Story 2, the 2003 remake of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. He also hosted TV shows called Mail Call and Lock and Load with R. Lee Ermey. I think one of them was on the History Channel, or maybe both were on the History Channel. But in any event, really well-known Hollywood actor. Very, very, his look, his voice, very distinctive. Well, when he passed away at the Oscars, or the Academy Awards, they recognize people who have passed away in their in memoriam segment. And he was amongst a number of people that were not included. And I thought it was really a slap in the face. I can only attribute that to the fact that he was a conservative. He wasn't a raging lib like most of Hollywood. That's the only thing that I can really think about. Well, you may also remember R. Lee Ermey from playing a psychologist or psychotherapist in the Geico ad. And to show you just what a fabulous actor and how well-known he was, we have that Geico audio. Let's play it.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a former drill sergeant make a terrible therapist?
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Mamby... Oh, sorry about that, Sergeant Steve. You know what? Mamby Pamby Land, you jackwagon. Let's hit that... Sergeant Steve, hit that one more time, and I'm not going
to interrupt. Switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a former drill sergeant make a terrible therapist?
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Tissue? Cry, baby.
Classic. Tissue? Cry, baby. The character that played the guy on the couch that needed the therapy, total wussified beta. No way in hell he would ever get any confidence. But just hearing, there's nobody else that could pull that off. Transitioning that character from, that's interesting, to, you know what makes me sad? You do, you mamby pamby jack, a jackwagon. Phenomenal. So R. Lee Ermey snubbed at the 2019 Academy Awards. telecast. He wasn't the only one. Vern Troyer, who played Mini-Me in the Austin Powers movie, left out. Carol Channing, very well-known actress for a long time, left out. Sandra Locke, who was also a well-known actress. But when I saw that Gunny, Arlie Ermey, who played Gunny Hartman in Full Metal Jacket, was snubbed, that is totally unacceptable. We will pay tribute, and we just did pay tribute to him. Nobody like him. Big cigar lover, loves cigars. Just a well-known cigar connoisseur, a great actor. What you saw is what you got. People that knew him told me exactly what you saw is how he was. Great guy, but he was a real live Marine, and it showed. So a snappy salute to the great R. Lee Ermey. I have always believed that an afternoon nap, an afternoon snooze, an afternoon siesta is healthy for you. We've seen presidents in the past that have taken a snooze. In fact, that's why at my Command Center Alpha office, I have a luxurious leather sofa if I want to take an afternoon snooze. And it has been proven that taking a short snooze, not a long snooze, but a short little cat nap, 20 minutes, is good in the middle of the day, recharges you. If you take too long of a snooze, then you're really in a deep sleep. So an hour and a half, two, that's not the right thing. Just 20 minutes, shut your eyes, little nap time, like being back in nursery school or kindergarten. Ah, the good old days. And you're fresh and ready to go for the rest of the day. Well, now we have factual evidence that an afternoon nap is healthy for you. According to Dr. Manolis Kalistratos, a cardiologist at Asklepion General Hospital in Vula Gris, who was part of a group that studied the effects of nap on health and blood pressure, midday sleep appears to lower blood pressure levels at the same magnitude as other lifestyle changes. For each hour that you snooze, your systolic blood pressure drops an average of 3 points. Systolic pressure, the top number. So if somebody says your blood pressure is 120 over 80, the top number in a blood pressure reading is the force of your blood pushing against your arteries when the heart beats, whereas the bottom number, diastolic, is the force between heartbeats. So taking a low-dose blood pressure drug, for example, can lower your level an average of 5 to 7 points, where taking a nap can reduce your overall blood pressure an average of 5 points. And findings are relevant because a drop in blood pressure as small as 2 points can reduce the risk of cardiovascular events such as a heart attack by up to 10%. They say that if you nap 49 minutes compared to those who don't, your blood pressure actually went down. Those who napped, their average blood pressure was 129 over 76 compared to those who didn't, which was 135 over 80. So the moral of the story here, take a little midday snooze. It's a nice pick-me-up, keeps your brain bright and your blood pressure down.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Well, in the mail this week, I received a sampler pack of some very unique cigars that are being released by General Cigar, including the Punch Diablo Stump and the El Diablo. And a very unique cigar that is being released this month, actually probably in the next couple of, probably next week, to coincide with April 1st, April Fool's Day. It is the Punch Egg Roll. And the first thing I looked, I get these cigars, and I look at it, and I'm like, first, it's kind of a short Robusto. And then on it, it's a white background, foil, Punch Egg Roll. Launched to take advantage of Mr. Punch, their fictional character's favorite holiday, April Fool's Day. It is definitely something different to entice consumers to come out of hibernation after experiencing their sub-zero vortexes during the winter season this year. The Punch Egg Roll, one size only, and very limited. It's coming out in 3,000 bundles and boxes allocated to only brick-and-mortar cigar retailers across the country. Now, the 25-count bundle comes in a Chinese takeout box. You know those little white boxes that you get that's got the little metal handle on there when you take out Chinese restaurant? That's what the 25-count bundle comes in. And it is a shout-out to the Year of the Pig, the Chinese Year of the Pig. One size, a 4.5 by 50 Rothschild. So a little bit shorter than a regular Robusto. And it's got a shaggy foot. Same, if you look, think about it. What's in an egg roll? Cabbage. So it kind of looks like the cabbage in an actual egg roll. See how they're playing all these little nuances here? Now, the blend is a new blend for Punch. It is made at their Honduran factory, their Hatsa factory. Very Villazon in flavor. I already smoked one earlier this week. Connecticut broadleaf wrapper. Ecuadorian Sumatra binder. So you get a nice combination there. A four-country filler blend. Colombian, Mexican, Dominican, and American. So very, very nice. And here's the great part about this cigar. $3.99 suggested retail. Because Punch wanted this to be the kind of cigar you grab by the handful. You know, you take 10 of them, great, it's $40. Incredibly reasonably priced for a premium hand-rolled cigar. And here's what else is interesting. If you, when you're done with the cigar, take off the band. And on the back of the band, you will find that each one has a special fortune. There's a total of 5 different fortunes. And the... I will find out what my fortune says on this particular cigar. So I will enjoy the Punch Egg Roll today for Litation.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready to go.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
My Cigar Dave. Signature Mala Make America Lightate again from the R&D labs here at the Alpha Male Entertainment Net. You can hear that giant flame loaded up with butane ready for action.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cuts. On this Punch Egg Roll. Love the name. Actually, I think it's a great concept. Fabulous concept. Let me toast the foot of this egg roll. I'll tell you what, all it needs is a little bit of duck sauce to dip in, and you'd really be ready to go. All right. And by the way, I try not to buy anything Chinese, because China is an enemy. No ifs, ands, or buts. Chinese food being the exception, because the Chinese people that make food here came to America, no problem. And this cigar, even though it has a Chinese concept, made in Honduras, not Chinese. Continue toasting the foot of this cigar, taking my sweet time. Again, not a long cigar, only 4.5 inches in length, 50 ring gauge, or 64ths of an inch in diameter. I'll put it rotate. Nice flavor right off the bat. A little bit of spice, a little bit of clove. On the foot of the cigar. Fabulous. Take a few puffs. Nice. Okay. Right off the bat, very nice draw, by the way. Picking up some notes, as I said, of some spice, almost like a clove, cinnamony type of flavor. And a little bit of medium strength on the palate. But very pleasant. Very, very nice. This is definitely has that Villazon Honduran taste. Frank Yaneza, the man behind Villazon for many, many years, one of the great master blenders, knew how to work with tobacco, knew him for many, many years, passed away at the age of 90. Wonderful man, wonderful gent. He just had a certain flavor profile. He liked more of the medium flavored, nothing overpowering, and this is not an overpowering cigar. Very nice. Got a Punch Egg Roll. You should start seeing it in the next week or so at your cigar retailer. If not next week, maybe the following week. If they don't have it, you may want to ask them about it. The Punch Egg Roll, 3,000 bundles and boxes. That is it. So not a ton of these cigars being made.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Now, since I already smoked the punch egg roll earlier this week, in addition to the litation ceremony today, I knew the flavor profile. And I knew I needed something that would be very complementary in flavor and taste and strength in the spirits category to this punch egg roll medium-flavored cigar. I have just the thing. Punch egg roll is limited, and my libation today is limited as well. I have pulled out the bottle of Crown Royal Monarch 75th Anniversary Edition. It is a blended Canadian whiskey. Now, Crown Royal goes back, interesting story, goes back to 1939 when Seagram's and the Bronfen family that owned Seagram's introduced Crown Royal whiskey in honor of the maiden visit of King George and Queen Elizabeth to Canada in 1939, made with over 50 distinct whiskeys in the blend. Definitely the most recognizable of all the Canadian whiskeys. Cigar Abe, my grandfather, loved Crown Royal. He used to give me a little sip when I was a little kid. He'd go, okay, dip your finger, take one sip, don't tell your daddy. Just like I had a puff when I was, I don't know, 5 years old. I said, come on, Pop Abe, let me have just one puff. All right, but don't tell your daddy. I didn't know what I was doing. I took a puff. Turned out fine. No problem. Well, he loved Crown Royal. And since the regular first Crown Royal, there's Crown Royal Reserve, Crown Royal XO, Extra Rare. The Crown Royal Maple Finish Whiskey, I think that has done a huge disservice to Crown Royal. It's like drinking Log Cabin or Aunt Jemima pancake syrup straight up. It's horrible. They have decimated a wonderful whiskey, but not the Crown Royal Monarch 75th Anniversary Blend to commemorate the 75th anniversary of that 1939 visit. Very, very limited, about $70 a bottle. Now, this blend uses more of their fabled coffee still rye whiskeys than the norm, and a special whiskey that is not specified. It was created by their master blender, Andrew McKay. Very limited edition. The closest, I just did a search. I typed in Crown Royal Monarch 75th Anniversary. Closest store I could find is in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Nothing in the cigar city of Tampa. So it's got a very nice light caramel color to it. I'm going to pour a little bit into my special whiskey snifter here, my Glencairn snifter. And the top, I love it. Looks like a crown. Let you see a king wear. Almost looks like the crown you'd see on Imperial Margarine. So let me swirl this around in my snifter. Wow, a lot of sweetness right off the bat. Almost some vanilla, a little bit of maple notes, cinnamon notes just on the nose. Let me say cheers. Oh, this is delicious. Wow. A little bit of warmth. A little toffee on the palate. Very, very unique. Very discernible. Very light. On a 1 to 10 strength profile, it's probably going to be around a 6.5, 7. But a tremendous amount of warmth down the palate. On the exclusive CD WF scale, the Cigar Dave Warmth Factor, this definitely is about a 9 on the warmth factor. Take another sip. Very nice. I'll tell you, it's just straight up on this, neat, no water. Don't put any water in this. You'll kill it. It's not overly powerful, and I think you will dilute a lot of the very unique, harmonious notes in this Crown Royal Monarch 75th. So take a puff of my punch egg roll here. Very nice. And take a sip of my Crown Royal Monarch 75th. Fantastic. The National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony is officially concluded. And when we come back, I'm going to get into what airlines are doing now as it relates to gender. some interesting developments on that front and a gender classification I would like to see. And also, we know that free speech is under attack. Martina Navratilova. Now, this doesn't fall under pleasure, but we like free speech. Those of us that are alphas, that are cigar connoisseurs, that work hard, that engage in political discussion and debate, we love free speech. We revere free speech. There is an attack, not only on pleasure, but on free speech. And we will get to that right around the corner.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. Defending your rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of pleasure. It's the General Cigar Dave.
Ah, thoroughly enjoying this Crown Royal Monarch 75th Anniversary Whiskey. Very, very smooth, very pleasant, very nice. Speaking of whiskey, a tractor trailer carrying Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey bottles. That in and of itself. Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey, to me, is an outrage. It is a degradation of fine whiskey or bourbon. And I know it's a growing category, these flavored bourbons and flavored whiskeys, but I'm sorry. They're taking perfectly excellent age whiskeys and bourbons and decimating it, disrespecting the whiskey by putting in cinnamon and vanilla and all sorts of other ingredients. It's just like when Crown Royal came out with their maple finished. I thought it was going to be finished in maple barrels. So I buy a bottle of it thinking, great, this is going to be like the Woodford Reserve maple finish. I open up the bottle, I pour it, and the first thing I smell on the aroma on the nose, I'm thinking to myself, boy, this really smells like pancake syrup. Not even the real maple syrup, the phony stuff, the Log Cabin and Aunt Jemima that's basically has no syrup in it. It's a concoction of sugar and all sorts of other chemicals. So I then go to take a sip, and I'm like, I may as well, for a lot less money, just go buy a bottle of Aunt Jemima's or Log Cabin and just open it up and just start drinking it straight up. That's exactly what the Crown Royal maple finish tasted like. They decimated, they disrespected the history and taste, and the aging of their whiskey. Well, a tractor trailer carrying Fireball Cinnamon whiskey bottles crashed Thursday in Massachusetts, outside of Westboro, Massachusetts. Minor injuries. There were 2,800 bottles inside the truck at the time of the crash. They were empty. But can you imagine 2,800 of those bottles all over the road? And maybe it serves them right. Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey. I'm sorry, as a whiskey purist, I have no problem with finishing it in different age in barrels, whether it's finishing in a port barrel or a cognac barrel or a sherry barrel or a white wine barrel. But I'm sorry, to add straight-up flavors to whiskey, wrong. There is something very, very disturbing and very wrong about that. It's just unacceptable. All right. Here's another thing that's going to be very unique coming your way. Pabst Blue Ribbon. You've heard of the beer. It's made a renaissance. Well, those of you that like Pabst Blue Ribbon, they're coming out with a whiskey. And the reason we know this is because New Holland Brewing Company in Michigan, which has been working with Pabst, just filed a Pabst Blue Ribbon whiskey label for approval by the Federal Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau. The label reads, "This is Pabst Blue Ribbon Whiskey, made from nature's choicest products that legend would have it, Jacob Best used in 1844 to provide its smooth, complex flavor. It is an 80-proof whiskey. It will come in 750-milliliter bottles, and also on the label it says, the whiskey is aged, and I'm quoting here, for 5 seconds. I'm not sure I want a whiskey that is aged for 5 seconds, meaning it's probably an unaged whiskey. Not sure I would want that. And it says, distilled and bottled by Pabst Brewing Company, Holland, Michigan. So this is the first whiskey under the Pabst label. There have been other beer manufacturers that have teamed up with various distillers to try to come out with a limited edition offering, but it sounds like this will be a regular offering. I'm not sure I would want a whiskey or a bourbon or any spirit in which on the label it says age for 5 seconds. And I get that it's a kind of a joke. It's kind of an in-your-face attitude. but not interested. And by the way, Pabst Blue Ribbon, which has made a big comeback, is brewed, I want to say, by, I know it's brewed by Miller Brewing Company, because there was a big lawsuit. Because Pabst, a family bought the name and the marketing rights, and they entered into a contract with Miller Brewing to be their contract brewer, and it's made a big comeback, and all of a sudden, Miller said, you know what, I don't think we want to brew that anymore, because it has eaten a market share of some of the other beers. I think it's on the lower end side, but Pabst Blue Ribbon, known for many, many years as a pretty well-known beer. All right, airlines would like to give their customers now non-binary choices. So when you go to buy a ticket, it asks you, are you male or female? Those are the only really two genders that I know of. But now, of course, you've got all these cockamamie genders. I am quadrosexual, heterosexual, GPT sexual, multisexual, interstitial. I've never heard of such nonsense. Now the airlines, trying to be politically correct, are giving their customers non-binary choices under gender. Choices such as undisclosed or unspecified, and they are also going to put the optional title of MX. So you have Ms. or Mr., now it's going to be MX. And the airlines say they're making the change to be more inclusive in dealing with a diverse population of travelers. The move was praised by advocacy groups for transgender people. Again, now we've got transgender, multigenderal, quadrigender, you name it. Name a gender, they're it. The TSA says passengers should use the name, gender, and birth date on their government-issued ID. But mark my words, just a matter of time before all these states now say, well, we want to be inclusive. So therefore, you're no longer just male, female. If you want to be multisexual, transgender, all this nonsense, have at it. Now, United Airlines plans to let people select M for male, F for female, U for undisclosed, or X for unspecified from the gender menu when booking a ticket on its website or mobile app. Well, here's what I would like to request. I would like to request the gender. I'd like for them to put A for alpha male, for raging alpha male. I don't want to just be a male, because an M male can include beta males. And let's face it, the majority of men in this country now are wussified beta males. We are the minority of males as alphas that are decisive, that are confident. So therefore, I believe that we as alpha males should be accepted by the airlines as such, and therefore no longer is M sufficient. If all these other genders are undisclosed or multigenders can have their own selection, we as alpha males rightly deserve to be recognized as such. So therefore, I implore the airlines to come up with a new category, call it AM or just A for alpha male. So on our tickets now, or on our boarding passes, I'd like it to say actually raging alpha male or supremely confident alpha male or testosterone-laden alpha male, but I will just accept AM or A for alpha male. Hour two of our Alpha Male Weekly Bonding and Get-Together comes your way next.
That's right, it's that time of the year again. The National Wild Turkey Foundation's annual banquet at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Tickets are only $65 for a single and $120 for a couple. Or why not sponsor a table? That's right, March 9th. Doors open at 4:30. For more info and tickets, call Jolene at 604-6554. The National Wild Turkey Foundation banquet at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Join us and help save the habitat, save the hunt.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
About the origins of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe of ties between the Trump campaign and Russia, the transcript was from a private interview with Justice Department official Bruce Orr. According to the transcript, as the Associated Press reported in August, Orr told lawmakers former British spy Christopher Steele told him that Russian intelligence believed it had Trump over a barrel, implying the Russians might have compromising information on Trump. Orr said he gave that information to FBI and Justice Department officials. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Senate will hold a vote soon on the Democrats' proposed Green New Deal.
Democrats like Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan say the deal is about leaving the world a better place.
This is real. This subject is real. It needs a real discussion.
But Republican Charles Grassley says the original New Deal left a legacy of job-killing new regulations.
Small businesses struggled to comply. Job creation stalled.
Republicans are hoping a vote may widen a rift between Green Deal supporters and some older Democrats who see it as being too extreme. Bob Agnew reported.
Venezuelan opposition protesters confronted security forces on a main avenue in Caracas this morning, venting their anger over a nationwide blackout, shortages of basic necessities, and the governments of President Nicolas Maduro. Demonstrators were met by riot police who withdrew from the area as the demonstrators pushed forward, but security forces were still maintaining a large presence in the city as supporters of opposition leader Juan Guaido were gathering and massing. No big incidents were reported. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Aiming to crack down on money laundering and bribes to overseas governments, the FBI is stepping up its efforts to root out foreign corruption with a new squad of agents based in Miami.
The squad will focus its efforts not only on Miami, but also in South America. The continent has been home to some of the Justice Department's most significant international corruption prosecutions of the last several years. The unit aims to identify violations of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, a U.S. law that makes it illegal to bribe foreign officials. The Miami squad joins three others based in the FBI's largest field offices, Washington, New York, and Los Angeles.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The FBI has also been doing outreach to companies in a variety of industries, from oil to pharmaceuticals, to teach them about red flags that could indicate corruption and encourage the companies to self-report potentially improper conduct to the Bureau. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The FAA yesterday warning Southwest Airlines and its mechanics union their bitter fight could hurt the airline's safety program.
The FAA's top safety official sent a terse letter to the airline to the union saying that a breakdown of their relationship raises concern. He urged both sides to cooperate in complying with FAA safety standards. However, the dispute appeared to escalate Friday. The leader of the Aircraft Mechanics Fraternal Association said his union filed a defamation lawsuit against Southwest and the airline's chief operating officer. Patrick Foss reporting.
Smoke reported on board an Air Transat flight forced an emergency landing this morning at New Jersey's Newark Liberty International Airport, where 189 passengers had to be evacuated by emergency slides. Flight 942 was on its way from Montreal to Fort Lauderdale when It reported a possible fire in the cargo hold around 8:30 a.m. It landed safely. Passengers were taken by the bus to the terminal. More at townhall.com.
Another wild family event is coming to the Cascade Theater March 13th on the trail of big cats. Follow photographer Steve Winter around the world as he searches for rare and dangerous tigers, leopards, and other giant cats. He'll share his images on the big screen along with terrifying and lighthearted stories of his adventures. Plus, Turtle Bay will be on hand with some wild surprises of their own March 13th at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Excursion into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
The foremost authority on alpha male pleasure. Cigars, spirits, diversions, dice, dames. And, of course, the general, the five-star general leading the battle against the enemies of pleasure and now the enemies of free speech. I will get to that a bit later on. Also, big show next week. I thought we were just doing the New Year's sparkling wine show. It seems like we were just doing that a few weeks ago, and now we're already going to conduct St. Patrick's Day Irish whiskey and Irish cocktail tasting maneuvers next Saturday on the Cigar Dave Show. Where is 2019 gone? I have absolutely no clue, but it's going by way too fast. And those of you that live in the frozen tundra of the Midwest, the Northeast, the Northwest, guarantee you're not saying this year has gone by too fast. You're saying this has been a very long winter. We are ready for some relief. And the good news, you are in the home stretch. Well, theoretically, because I remember when I graduated in May of 1986 from Syracuse University, we had snow flurries the week before graduation. It was May 11th of 86, not 2006, 1986 was our graduation or my graduation the week before. Kid you not. There were snow flurries in the Cuse, so you never know. But hopefully you're on the backside. And this weekend, this morning, 2 a.m., we spring ahead. And my question is, why do we not have the entire country on permanent and perpetual daylight savings time? I get that it's dark in the morning, but the fact is, if you live in the Northeast, the Midwest, the Northwest, it starts getting dark at 4:30 in the afternoon. It's like you just got up, and then it gets dark at 4:30. That is not very pleasant. So I am one that believes let's go to daylight savings time year-round. Now, in the Cigar City of Tampa, on the shortest day of the year, I think sun sets technically at like 5:30, 5:35, but doesn't really get dark till about 5:45, 5:50, something like that. But I say, let's go to daylight savings time year-round. But everybody has to do it. You can't have one state doing it and another. That is not going to work. In any event, I got off on that diatribe. I don't know how, but I did. FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who we have spoken about numerous times on this show. In fact, as recently as a few weeks ago, He was testifying in front of the subcommittee, the House Subcommittee on Agriculture, Rural Development, Food and Drug Administration, and related agencies in an operations hearing where Gottlieb updated congressional members on the FDA plans for the year. He was asked by Michigan Representative John Moulinar, a Republican representing Michigan's 4th District, about regulating premium cigars and about what is happening with premium cigars. And Moulinar said, and I quote, almost a year ago, the FDA announced an advance notice of proposed rulemaking regarding regulatory treatment of premium cigars. Can you tell me what the status is of that rulemaking? And Gottlieb went on to say that they received many comments, a robust number. They're continuing to go through the comments. They will keep Congress updated. They specifically asked questions around whether or not there were different patterns of use associated with premium cigars that would cause the FDA to consider whether cigars should be regulated differently than other tobacco products, and they're still engaged in the rulemaking process. So basically what Gottlieb said was, gotten a lot of comments, we're looking at it, and the big question is, do adults, are they the primary user, which we know they are, and should we look at regulating it different than cigarettes, which they should? Now, that was right around the end of February, February 26th, 27th, somewhere in that area. And then on March 4th, he makes a big deal. Gottlieb comes out and says that the FDA is putting 15 national retailers on notice for allegedly selling tobacco products to minors. Now, I'll get to that story momentarily. And then the next thing you know, like the next day on March 5th, FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb resigns. He had been in the post as FDA Commissioner for just under 2 years, sworn in May 11, 2017. So didn't even make 2 years. And he will be vacating his post within 30 days. And Gottlieb cited family as the primary reason behind his resignation. He's been commuting weekly between his home state of Connecticut and Washington, leaving little time to spend with his wife and children, so he says. I'm not so sure. Something's a little fishy about that. When you take the job as FDA commissioner, you know you're going to be commuting. It just seems to me rather abrupt. Don't know, but all I do know is this. A number of years ago, I think around 7, 8 years ago, in the New York Post, Scott Gottlieb wrote an op-ed stating that the Obama administration's regulation of premium cigars was excessive and overboard because kids are not smoking cigars. Premium cigars are enjoyed by adults. So he was in favor of the cigar industry being regulated differently. And somewhere along the line, when he became FDA commissioner, he was corrupted, I believe, by the director of the FDA's tobacco group and division and prohibitionist, Mitch Zeller, a career bureaucrat entrenched, part of the FDA deep state. And when you look at the Trump administration, their policy has been more deregulation, whereas Gottlieb has increased regulation. Now, have they done some good things? Has he done by trying to allow experimental drugs in certain situations and increase the or decrease the time it takes to get drugs approved? They have done that. But when I look at the bureaucracy that is devoted now to whether or not people should smoke a cigar, or cigarettes for that matter, to me, it's excessive. As an adult, I should have the right to decide that for myself. Now, we know that people who consume cigars do so in moderation. They do not inhale. They don't smoke 5-6 cigars a day. In fact, the average usage, I think, is 1 to 1.5 cigars per week. So anywhere between 3 to 6 cigars per month is the average. I'd say one per week is probably around what most people smoke in terms of premium cigars. They're enjoyed by adults. They're consumed by adults. They are made from 100% tobacco, 100% cigar wrapper tobacco, tobacco binder, and cigar tobacco filler. Now, there are certain instances where there are some botanicals that are used, for example, in some of the Drew Estate and the acid cigars, and maybe there are some other flavors that are used, primarily in machine-made cigars, but they are not hundreds of chemicals like in a cigarette. The objective of the cigarette companies is to get people addicted to keep smoking cigarettes. And they do that by putting in ammonia, licorice. The largest purchaser of licorice in the country is the cigarette industry. People don't know that. They're shocked when they hear that. Not the confectionery industry. Cigars contain none of that. In fact, during the fermentation process, much of the nicotine is dissipated, leaves the tobacco, as does the ammonia. Whereas with cigarettes, they want to retain the ammonia, not with cigars. Walk into a cigar, tobacco, aging barn, you will get knocked over by the aroma of ammonia if you are not used to it. The first time I walked in, I had to leave in about 3 seconds. My eyes, just, it was overwhelming. And that's when I learned that during the cigar, premium cigar tobacco fermentation process, the ammonia is dissipated. Same thing when you age cigars after it's rolled for 30 days. The additional ammonia dissipates. Same thing with the nicotine. Now, is there some nicotine in cigars? Sure. But people do not smoke cigars for the nicotine content. Otherwise, you would see people huddled around the outside of buildings in rain, snow, sleet, hurricanes, tropical depressions, tropical storms, running to light up a cigar. Doesn't happen. Why do we not see people running off airplanes to go light a cigar? Because people do not smoke cigars for the nicotine. They are not addicted to nicotine. Any cigar connoisseur can go weeks, months, years without having a cigar. When I get sick, if I have an upper respiratory infection, get a cold, sinus irritation, anything to do with the upper respiratory tract, the last thing on my mind is smoking a cigar. I can cut cigars out, no problem. In fact, I remember I had a very bad upper respiratory infection and a cough, a bronchitis. I don't think I smoked cigars for 6 or 8 weeks. My body didn't shake. I wasn't in withdrawal. Try that with a cigarette smoker. They smoke through their respiratory infections. Cigars and cigarettes are night and day. So Gottlieb knew that. And yet, when he gets in as commissioner, it seems that now he is siding with the zealots that are in the FDA's tobacco enforcement group and the prohibitionists that are there. Now, I will say this. Gottlieb did have a hand, primarily because of a lawsuit, in opening up the deeming rule for cigars, whether cigars should be deemed to be regulated in the same manner as cigarettes. He reopened it for public comment to decide whether premium cigars and other cigars should be regulated differently. And that is ongoing. As I mentioned, we're still waiting to hear. Glenn Loop, I believe, talked about it when he was on a couple of weeks ago, of the Cigar Rights of America. But in conjunction with that, the Cigar Rights of America has also filed a lawsuit. They're attacking this on multiple fronts. They're trying to get a bill passed in the House and Senate. This is now, I think, their fourth or fifth attempt, whereby no monies could be used to regulate premium cigars. It gets enough to have sponsors, but it doesn't, and it passes the House in many cases, but it hasn't been able to get added onto an appropriations bill. There's also been working the FDA, opening up the rulemaking process again, and the cigar industry filed a suit the end of February in the U.S. Court of Appeals, arguing that the final deeming rule the FDA came out with is unconstitutional. The Cigar Rights of America, the Cigar Association of America, and the International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers Association together filed a lawsuit stating that the final deeming rules, deeming that cigars should be regulated just like cigarettes, are unconstitutional. Specifically, the lawsuit reasserts that the FDA's warning plan is unconstitutional and a violation of the First Amendment. They want specific warning labels. There are already warning labels on, but they want to increase that. And 2 years ago, the industry argued its case against the FDA in court, but the judge last year ruled in favor of the FDA. However, in his opinion, he expressed his dismay and displeasure of the FDA warnings and how they pertain to premium handmade cigars, saying the plan smacks, and I'm quoting here, of basic unfairness. So we'll see where things go. But now Scott Gottlieb is leaving. Gone. Now we have to start off. Who are they going to bring in? Is there going to be somebody? I'm hoping that the Trump administration would say, wait a minute, we do not want somebody that's going to overregulate everything. And I think Gottlieb started to get in the crosshairs of the White House, where the Trump administration is trying to deregulate much of the Obama administration's overregulation. And now you have Gottlieb, who's doing the same thing, and the Trump administration saying, not so fast. We want less regulation. Now, one other thing that I would like to bring up here that is very important. Now, I just said that Gottlieb made the rounds on cable news as well on national newscasts and on CNBC, stating that the FDA is putting 15 national retailers on notice for allegedly selling tobacco products to minors. Now, I have told you in the past, I have stated to you very clearly that there is a concerted effort to enact de facto prohibition against any form of tobacco, including premium cigars and machine-made cigars. We have seen this. What's the strategy? The enemies of pleasure, first of all, came and said, we want to eliminate smoking in public buildings and restaurants. Fine. Done. Then when it was successful, and then when restaurants spent massive amounts of money to make a nice outdoor cigar-friendly patio, what happens next? The enemies of pleasure incrementally say, well, now we need to regulate tobacco smoke and secondhand smoke outdoors. And then it extends to parks and it extends to city streets and golf courses and beaches and so on. Now, they knew that they couldn't enact prohibition. So if you make it more difficult for people to consume a product, that will reduce consumption of the product. Then you tax the product. They've done that. Now they want to raise the age of using the product. And I've got an example of umpteen states. I've got New York State wants to raise the tobacco purchase age from 18 to 21. Maryland, 18 to 21. Yet by the same token, Oregon now wants to lower the state voting age from 18 to 16. I'll get to that in a bit. But what we're seeing now is a concerted effort by the enemies of pleasure that has transcended de facto prohibition to outright prohibition. How are they doing that? Well, I said that in Beverly Hills, they have proposed in the city council, the city of Beverly Hills, led by the mayor, that they want to make the sale of any tobacco products illegal within the confines of Beverly Hills, the city limits of Beverly Hills. That is outright prohibition. Not even trying to disguise it. In Hawaii, a state legislator, a Democrat, wants to raise the smoking age over the next 5 years to 100. Well, you know what that is. That's blatant prohibition. And now what Gottlieb has done is the next step in prohibition. Now what they want to do is shame retailers from selling a legal product, shame them into voluntarily discontinuing the sale of those products, but with the caveat that they're going to put the squeeze on them. The FDA called out 15 retailers earlier this week for, again, saying that they sold tobacco products to minors and requested information from those retailers. The agency named corporate-owned and franchise retailers who were allegedly found selling tobacco products to minors more than 15% of the time since the FDA started conducting inspections in 2010. These retailers include Walgreens, Walmart, Kroger, 7-Eleven, Family Dollar, BP, and Citgo. And FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb said he plans to ask these companies about what policies they have in place, what more they plan to do. He sent a letter to Walgreens on Monday requesting a meeting with its top management team. And he said Walgreens was the top violator among pharmacies that sell tobacco products, saying some 22% of Walgreens locations inspected by the agency. Now, you could only have 10 locations out of thousands inspected, but that would mean that there are 2 out of the 10. So I want to see how many they've inspected. But they said that their employees were illegally selling tobacco products to minors. Walgreens said they take the matter very seriously. They're now going to require employees to ask anyone buying tobacco for identification. But you go anywhere now, in any pharmacy or gas station, convenience store, the tobacco products are behind the counter. And there's a big sign that says, if you are not born, if you are born after this date, you cannot buy tobacco products. And every day they take the date off because it changes. And that's the cigarette manufacturers and tobacco manufacturers that have created those signs. So my question is this. My question is, if they're already asking for ID, and we know that, are there going to be some that fall through the cracks? Sure. But I am telling you, my question here is this the next step in outright prohibition? The FDA is having a tough time. They're facing legal battles against their deeming rule. The question is the FDA now, are they saying to themselves, okay, we're going to make it extremely difficult for these retailers. We're going to harass them. We're going to bury them with bureaucratic paperwork. We're going to make them meet with us. We're going to make it so difficult that by the time we are done with them, they are basically going to say, enough is enough. We'll do the take the same route as CVS, and we will voluntarily stop selling tobacco products. It's not worth it for us. Even though it's a legal product, we're done. We're finished. Is that the next step in the evolution of prohibition? I say most certainly yes. There is no question that products that we enjoy consuming that are legal are under attack. We are seeing it. It starts with cigars and tobacco products, and it spreads to soda. California, they want a massive soda tax. They want to put the soda companies out of business. They want to make it so expensive that you stop buying it. Again, incrementalism. This is what the enemies of pleasure, this is their entire strategy. They come in very, very friendly and say, look, all we want to do is just put a penny an ounce on soda. All we want to do is eliminate smoking cigars in restaurants and then outdoor areas. All we want is to raise the legal tobacco purchasing age from 18 to 21, in Hawaii's case to 100. Incrementalism. And it's going to affect products that you consume, even if you are not a cigar connoisseur. And I know we have massive numbers of listeners. And I know because I receive emails and social media notifications from them saying, hey, I don't smoke cigars, but I like your show. I like when you talk about spirits, or I like when you have this guest on, or I like when you have talking about steaks, or I just agree with you, your philosophy politically. So we cater to a wide variety of people. But if you think, because you don't smoke cigars, that they're not going to come after your coffee, your steak, your sodas, any other product that you enjoy, think again. Because we now are living in a glorified nanny state. And if these ultra-socialists who believe in ultimate government control get their way and get voted in and take control, we are screwed permanently.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Tradition traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth.
On April 13th and 14th, Project Healing Waters will be holding its fifth annual Sundial Challenge. Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing is dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities. There are several sponsorship packages available for those wishing to support our disabled vet. If you can help or have questions, please contact John Boyden at 530-722-0798.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Surgeon General's warning. Listening to Cigar Dave talk about the FUDA will cause you anger, and you'll want to overthrow the career bureaucrats. Long live the Alpha.
I'm sick of the career bureaucrats. I'm sick of the enemies of pleasure. I'm sick of the taxocrats. I'm sick of those people that think they are far smarter than you and I, that wag their fingers at us and tell us how we should and should not live our lives, what products we may or may not consume. And I'm getting sick of them telling us at what age, or raising the age standard by which we are able to purchase cigars. Perfect point. The enemies of pleasure now also attacking the age. They want to raise the age from 18 to 21. Here's New York. Want to raise the age from 18 to 21. Maryland, we're seeing it. But yet, at 18, you can serve your country, lose life and limb to defend this nation, but But yet you cannot legally purchase a cigar under many of these rules at 18. Now they want you to be 21 because what they're saying is you're not smart enough to make that decision. Or you're smart enough to put your life on the line and have your ass shot at by members of the Taliban and all these other radical Islamists and other terrorists, but yet you're not old enough to be able to decide that you should have a cigar or a beer. Big problem with that. Or on a firearm, for that matter. So all these states are raising the age in municipalities from 18 to 21. And yet, there are states. A congresswoman this week just proposed lowering the voting age from 18 to 16. Perfect example. In Oregon, Democrat lawmakers announced a measure on Monday, lower the state's voting age from 18 to 16. Oregon State Senator Shemia Fagan, a taxocrat, said teenagers are, quote, begging us to take action to protect their future. We need to protect the children's future. Now, Bill Clinton, former president, will be the man in charge of looking out for their future, especially if they're hot girls, if they're 16. See, I think we ought to lower not just the voting age, but the legal age in which you can have hot sex with these girls from 18 to 16. I mean, they are smart enough to vote at that age. They should be smart enough to have sexual relations with me. I had sexual relations with that woman at 16. I want to. Believe me, I do. I mean, this is the nonsense, 16. Again, they're telling us, they're telling you, they're telling the country, oh, wait a minute, at 18 years old, you're not mature enough to drink alcohol. Got to raise that to 21. Because at 21, that's when your brain is now fully mature and formed to make rational decisions. You are not smart enough at 18 to smoke a cigar. At 21, you are. Yet, they're stating that you are smart enough at 16 because kids are begging us to protect their future. The state senator of Oregon, Shemia Fagan, said young residents should have a chance to participate in the ballot about decisions that affect their homes, their clean air, their future, their schools, and as we've seen, their very lives. So let me ask you this. If they should have the right to participate in the ballot about decisions that affect their future and their lives, shouldn't they have the right then? At 16, or a minimum 18, to be able to purchase cigars and drink alcohol? Can't have it both ways. Now, student activists say they deserve the right to vote before their 18th birthday. The U.S. voting age was last changed in 1971 after a decades-long fight to lower it from 21. The 26th Amendment argued that any citizen who was old enough to be drafted in the military at age 18 to fight in the Vietnam War should also be allowed to vote. And I agree with that. I think 18 should be the age at which you should have the right to buy a cigar, 18 the right to vote, 18 the right to consume alcohol. And certainly at 18, you have the right and you are old enough by the nation's standards to defend this nation. If the Oregon law passes, it would be the first state in the nation to lower the statewide voting age to 16. 13 other states have introduced the bill since 2013 to lower the age, primarily for school board elections, some for state elections, but none of the measures have passed. Now, if you don't think this is going to spread like wildfire, like the movement to raise the smoking age from 18 to 21, think again. You're going to see people all over the place say, we need to lower the age from 18 to 16. Why? Because we know that 16-year-olds, especially the millennial generation and now the Gen Z generation, they're used to being given everything for free. They're not used to being told no. They're not used to working for things. They're always told, you're perfect. You get a participation trophy. Yes, you're terrible, and you're horrible at that particular sport, but you're a champion too, because there's no losers here. And they are told from a very young age, you're perfect. Whatever you want, give it to them. Don't have to. It's cruel to make a kid work for something. So what happens when they become older, when they hit 16 or 18 or 21? Why do all these kids in college now think socialism is a grand idea? because their parents have given them everything for free since the time they were kids. They don't know the meaning of work or the value of work or the value of a dollar. They want free health care. They want free college. They want free cars, free video games, free food, free everything. And then you have Bernard Sanders saying, let me make it very clear. There is a right for every child in this country to get all the video games that they want. They should have the right to have as many Snickers bars at no charge at any time. Kids should have the right to be able to go to Chuck E. Cheese and get as much cheese pizza as they would like. However, pepperoni, there's an extra cost in there, so we may have to charge for that topping maybe a little bit more. But every child should deserves the right to go to Chuck E. Cheese and get free pizza and free money for video games. It is cruel in an educated nation, in a wealthy nation, to make kids have to pay for their pizza at Chuck E. Cheese. This is the crock of poppycock that we are now seeing. So they want to lower the voting age. But yet, your brain is not formed at 18 to make an informed decision about having a beer or having a cigar. Now, I happen to come across an article in the Buffalo News, buffalonews.com, my original hometown, the newspaper. And they talk about, they discuss raising the age. And the headline says, health advocates, businesses divided on raising age to buy tobacco and e-cigarettes. And they start off the article by saying, the way public health experts see it, only good things will come of the state's movement toward raising the legal age to buy tobacco and e-cigarettes to 21, largely because it will place one more impediment in the way of youths, who might be tempted to take up a dangerous habit. Well, cigars are not a dangerous habit. Cigars are not a habit. We enjoy those in moderation. And there are people that they talk about, they discuss in the article, whereby businesses say, look, people at 18 can go serve. They can put their life on the line, but they can't, you know, have a cigar or buy cigarettes or whatever they want, an e-cigarette. The state assembly last week overwhelmingly approved a bill to raise the age to purchase tobacco and e-cigarettes from 18 to 21. The Senate expected to vote the proposal in the coming weeks. And, of course, Governor Andrew Cuomo, talk about a dumbass, will support and sign that bill. Now he's just figuring out that all those big high excise or big taxes on millionaires, people have fled the state. And he's shocked. It's just shocking to him. He can't figure it out. Dumbass. Now, people are saying, wait a minute. This is igniting a debate. Why? 18 is when adulthood begins. It had been argued that 18-year-olds can serve in the military. They have the right to vote. They certainly, at 16, they can drive a car. But at 18, they're too young now to drink alcohol or smoke cigars. One of the spokespeople, one of the health department officials in Erie County, which is the county where Buffalo is located, said, we know youth brains are very susceptible to the addictive properties of nicotine because youth brains are still developing until their mid-20s. Okay. So by that argument, you're saying that youth brains still developing into their mid-20s, so why don't we raise the voting age to 25? Why don't we raise all the ages? The age to serve, you should be 25. The age to drink is 25. The age to smoke a cigar to 25. And the age to vote to 25. How many of those Democrats do you think will agree with that statement saying, let's raise the voting age to 25? Not one. Why? Because they want to live in a world of hypocrisy. So on one hand, oh, children are smart enough to vote and make informed decisions and have a voice in their future at 16. But you got to be 21 to enjoy these other products. But meanwhile, we just have a medical professional saying that youth brains developing until their mid-20s. Well, if that's the case, why on earth would we let any person vote until they're 25? until their brain is fully mature. Because we, and this proves the point, because most kids, I didn't when I was 18 and voted, but most kids that are 18 to 21, they vote liberal. They vote Democrat because they want everything for free. This explains why most of them do vote the way they do, because their brains aren't fully developed until they're in their mid-20s. But this is the absolute hypocrisy that we are living, the world we're living in now. It's okay at 18 to lay your life on the line, lose a limb, serve your country, defend the freedoms of this country. But it is not okay at 18 to possess a firearm. They don't want to make it okay to consume or purchase tobacco products. And now 21, you can't have alcohol products. You can't be not only to purchase it, but to consume it. But 16, no problem. We can lower the voting age. You can't have it both ways. My response is 18. And by the way, if we did a better job, instead of making alcohol so evil and taboo, if we actually did what my parents did and many European parents do and European families, they expose their children to alcohol at a young age. Have a little sip of wine.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
13 or 16, you're a bad parent. You should be arrested. This is the pendulum. This is what has happened. We've become a nation of extremes. Instead of saying to kids, look, you're going to be exposed to this. My grandfather gave me a puff when I was, I don't know, 5 years old. Gave me a little sip of Crown. I mean, he mixed it with a lot of water, but I just had a little sip. But again, I was exposed to it, so I didn't go crazy and say, oh, boy, now I'm really going to go nuts when I go to college, and I'm going to be smashed all day and miss all my classes. I saw kids that were, and the common trait in every one of them, their parents portrayed alcohol as taboo. They locked the liquor cabinet. They didn't let their kids have it. It wasn't around. They made it a very, very taboo product. So I say, chill out. Relax. And we should do the same thing when it comes to cigars. 18 is more than ample for an adult, an 18-year-old, to decide whether or not they want to have a cigar. Frankly, the data is out there. If by this time, since 1964, you don't know that cigarettes are tremendously unhealthy for you and cause nicotine addiction, I'm sorry, you're a moron. You're a schmuck. You're an idiot. You're a putz. Now, cigars are different. Cigars are consumed like wine. We don't smoke cigars for the nicotine. We smoke it for the taste, for the relaxation. But again, these are points that have been stressed and made over and over and over again. The problem today, in 2019, is we have extremists. We have extremists that want to enact a nanny state. Nanny state provisions. They tell you what you can consume, what not to consume. They tax what you can consume. They make it difficult for you to purchase what you can consume. And that's what a socialist economy is. It is essentially government control of the private sector. What can be produced, what is not produced, how much people make. That's what socialism is. And what's amazing is these very same people that are flouting socialism, were this, like Bernie Sanders, were the same people that in the 60s were protesting the government, were protesting the Vietnam War, were protesting government intrusion. And yet, what has happened to them? 40, 50 years later, they become the very same prohibitionists and nanny staters, enacting the same types of dictatorial control that they were rallying against 40, 50 years ago. And that's what we're seeing today. Unacceptable. We must stand up to it and say, enough is enough. Mark my words. If this country or the Democrats go on this ultra-socialist, ultra-leftist bent, they're going to screw their own pooch. We're already seeing it. Ilhan Omar, you know what? I'm going to save what she had to say because there was an interesting article that came out of what she had to say about the Democrats' beloved Barack Hussein Obama. And we'll get to that. I am on a rant and a roll and a rave. I cannot be stopped. Just like General Patton's Third Army could not be stopped in World War II. Final concluding segment of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next.
Get the latest cigars, hand-picked by the General, each month, delivered straight to your door. When you join the Cigar Dave Officers Club for just $22.95 a month, you'll receive three premium cigars in a customized Ziploc Cigar Dave pouch. To join, go to CigarDave.com.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the Vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
The Cigar Dave Show is available 24/7, 365 via the Cigar Dave mobile app for Android, iPhone, as well as Amazon Kindle. You don't need to be in front of a radio. You just need to have your mobile device ready to go. And you can listen to me take on the enemies of pleasure. Talk about the alpha male good life as we talk cigars, spirits, diversions, grilling, everything associated with the alpha male good life. So go download the Cigar Dave mobile app today, presented by Diamond Crown. And you can listen to the show live noon to 2 Eastern time anywhere around the world. And as soon as the show is done, we run a continuous loop. The show is also available on demand, also our Twitter feed, Facebook feed, and the ability for you to record a message and send it directly to us. So go right now, if you've got an Android, an iPhone, or the Amazon Kindle, go and download the Cigar Dave mobile app presented by Diamond Crown. Never miss a minute of a Cigar Dave show with the Cigar Dave mobile app.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. Patriotically made in the USA. America's alpha male in chief. Cigar Dave.
I am very patriotic. The United States of America is not perfect, never has been, nor is any country. But we're certainly far different than any other country on the planet. And I want to talk about Ilhan Omar, the representative from Minnesota, very briefly. She came out with some incendiary statements. And a number of people said, including Pelosi, she should apologize. People saying she should apologize. I believe in knowing thine enemy. And I said this, and I said this to numerous friends. There's no reason for Omar to apologize for anti-Israel and anti-Semitic remarks, and it's very and anti-American remarks. And the reason is because that's what she believes. If she's apologizing, she's blatantly lying. That's what she believes. She is anti-Semitic, she is anti-Israel, and she is anti-America. And all you have to do is watch her when she went after Elliot Abrams, who's now overseeing the American Venezuelan policy, when she ranted and raved for umpteen minutes during her questioning about how evil America was in, in El Salvador. And I'm thinking to myself watching it, here's a woman that spent 4 years in a Kenyan refugee camp because her family fled the violence in her S-hole country of Somalia. This nation welcomes her with open arms, and she has the unmitigated chutzpah to castigate this nation and denigrate this country and the policies of this country. I'm sorry, I don't see anybody lining up to go to Somalia. They're lined up to go to the U.S. And by the way, she is anti-American, and you know what? She just screwed the pooch, because now she went after yesterday Barack Obama, saying that he's a pretty face who got away with murder with the drone strikes and caging kids at the border. And that's not what we're looking for. Mark my words, the Dems are going to turn on her. Couldn't happen soon enough. Kick her ass not only back to Minnesota, kick her right back to Kenya and Somalia. If you don't have an appreciation and love for this country, we don't want you, especially if you're a member of Congress. Cigar Dave, the General, saying, may her humidor always be full. May her cutter always be sharp. May her ash be extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. God bless America.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
this hour, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Violence in the heart of eastern Congo's deadly Ebola outbreak as armed assailants once again attack a treatment center.
The attack killed one police officer, but the mayor of Butembo says security forces eventually repelled the attackers. This attack comes just days after the center was attacked in late February, and only a few days ago the center reopened.
Correspondent Kara Anna. With tensions escalating, Britain's House of Commons leader said Saturday the European Union officials need to take seriously British proposals for ending the Brexit impasse before a crucial vote in Parliament. Andrea Leadsom says EU leaders are wrongly accusing Britain of failing to put forward detailed proposals while offering proposed solutions that Britain had rejected months ago because they would threaten ties to Northern Ireland. President Trump yesterday, accompanied by the First Lady, surveyed the tornado-wrought devastation in Beauregard, Alabama, where 23 people were killed. He expressed consolation, hope, and admiration for those left suffering.
I just want to thank everybody. It's been an incredible ordeal, what you've gone through. The first responders have been so many first responders right here, and you've been incredible. Law enforcement has been incredible, and frankly, you didn't need law enforcement. What they've done is so great. They all just chipped in and helped everybody. It's love. It's great love.
Meanwhile, two apparent tornadoes touched down Saturday in central Arkansas, destroying shops as severe storms raked the south, damaging some buildings and tearing away roofs in northeast Mississippi. No reports of any deaths or injuries. China's central bank governor says American and Chinese envoys discussed sticking to promises to avoid currency devaluations to boost exports during negotiations aimed at ending a tariff war. News and analysis at townhall.com.
I'm Tom Kalish from K11 Socks. Whether it's technology or products that make our lives more comfortable, innovation is constantly improving everything. But socks, they haven't changed in 50 years. Traditional sock brands make socks in one size fits all, or just a couple of sizes to fit every size foot. At K11, we think it's time somebody innovated the sock industry. So we make socks in 11 individual sizes, from 7 to 17, to fit each size foot perfectly. You won't believe what wearing a pair of socks in your exact size feels like until you try them. It's quite remarkable. After all, your feet hold up your whole body, and the better your socks fit, the better your feet are going to feel all day. Our socks are crafted in the USA with fine-gauge merino wool in the perfect weight and cushioning. And our styles? Well, they're designed to work with anything you wear. So step up to the next innovation and try a pair of Kane 11s. See what Esquire, Men's Health, and Golf Digest are all raving about.
Save 20% off your first order at Kane11.com. That's K-A-N-E-1-1.com. Kane11.com.
The French government is unveiling plans to slap a 3% tax on the French revenues of Internet giants like Google, Amazon, and Facebook.
Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire says about 30 companies, mostly based from the U.S., but also from China and Europe, will be affected. The bill outlines how digital companies with worldwide revenue of over $848 million, including French revenue over $28 million, will be taxed. France decided to implement the tax after a similar proposal at the European Union level failed to get unanimous support from member states.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Birthdays on Saturday, Senator James L. Buckley, a conservative from New York, turned 96, actress Joyce Van Patten, 85. Country singer Mickey Gilley was 83 years old. Former ABC anchorman Charles Gibson, 76. Actress Linda Fiorentino was 61. More at townhall.com. Many of Amazon's Seattle area employees would be exempt from new labor protections.
This after a bill passed the state Saturday after lobbyists for the tech giant pushed to change a key threshold in the rules. The protections would partially prohibit non-compete clauses, controversial agreements used by tech companies, and others to block employees from going to work for competitors or launching rival startups. Lawmakers say Amazon lobbied to have the income threshold set at a level that would likely exempt many workers in Seattle. The effort came as the company has expanded its presence in the state capital, where its spending has tripled in recent years. Patrick Foss reporting.
Mark Zuckerberg's new privacy-focused vision for Facebook looks a lot like a transformative mission statement for the much-criticized social network, but critics say the announcement obscures Facebook's deeper motivations, like expanding lucrative new commercial services. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Live flamenco on stage with Savannah Fuentes, Pedro Cortez, and Jose Marino. Friday, March 15th at 8 p.m. at Reading School of the Arts. Tickets can be purchased at brownpapertickets.com or by calling Reading School of the Arts. Live flamenco is filled with passion and excitement, exquisite dancing, and masterful guitar playing. It is an experience you'll never forget. Preferred seats at the edge of the dance floor are available, so go to brownpapertickets.com or call Reading School of the Arts. Enjoy live flamenco with Savannah Fuentes, Friday, March 15th at Reading School of the Arts.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. It's going to get better. We got a big hour coming your way. John Bolton, National Security Advisor, same guy. It's going to be our privilege to have him on a show. Tell us what is happening with North Korea, what really took place behind closed doors. And as Guaido, the recognized leader of Venezuela, got back into the country yesterday on a commercial flight. We know Venezuela, the corruption that is, the socialist country that is, led by Cuba, organized by Cuba, and the Russians have a huge influence, and China's got a huge investment. How do they feel now? It looks like Cuba's been served with some sanctions for their work and their insidious work in Venezuela. So we'll talk to him about that. And Janice Dean with a brand new book out called Mostly Sunny. She'll be with us at the bottom of the hour. You know Janice all over the channel. Before we get to the ambassador, we'll take a break. But first, we'll talk about the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
AOC and her chief of staff, Saikat Chakrabarty, could be in serious trouble with the FEC. A new 35-page complaint filed yesterday accuses her chief of staff of funneling $885,000 from two political action committees, or PACs, to two private companies that Chakrabarty controls.
Wow. The rookie raucous continues on the Democratic side. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is about to get a party rebuke after her weekly anti-Semitic rants seem to be rubbing people in her party the wrong way. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's chief of staff has a $1 million transfer problem. It went away from election PACs and went into a LLC. I believe that's illegal. The co-author of the Green Deal, by the way, seems to use a lot of Ubers and a lot of minivans and not enough subways.
Number two.
I will vote for the motion to disapprove of this. I do believe that there is at least 10 Republican no votes. My reason for speaking out now is that I think we all need to think this through before we get too far down the road.
Yeah, thanks. Rand Paul, always trying to be the adult in the room. We'll vote again. We'll vote for a motion to disapprove the president's emergency action. He's a no-go, as is Tillis, as is Collins, as is Murkowski, and he claims about seven others as the president pushes forward a border barrier and hits a snare. Yeah, that's right. It's all in his self-interest, just trying to keep illegals out of the country and not making it be a revolving door.
Number one.
Our job is to protect the rule of law in this country. And that means we have to look at the three major threats to the rule of law that we have seen. Corruption, personal enrichment, and violation of the Emoluments Clause. It means abuse of power, attacks on the press, attacks on the judiciary, attacks on law enforcement agencies, and obstruction of justice.
There was Jerry Nadler, now chairman of Judiciary Committee. He said the Dems show their true colors. Investigate, castigate, and impeach. As 80-plus requests go out for individuals, groups, and anything or anyone that touch President Trump, they want documents. If they don't get it, they'll be subpoenaed. Their goal is to clearly embarrass, marginalize, and impeach. Make the president unelectable. I don't know if they've noticed, but the president usually doesn't duck away from those fights, and I don't believe ever will. Now, if you look at what they did, I'm going to read you some of the things that they've actually done. And this is unbelievable in terms of the scope, because we heard that they were going to be somewhat judicious, pun intended, before they just go out and do a broad sweep of everything they think is wrong in Trump world or with the Trump administration. He was explicit on Monday to say the House was no longer content to wait for the special counsel. Really? So Robert Mueller is getting a little hard to wait for? You mean the group that they were so concerned they kept passing measures that would stop the president from firing him? Here are the areas they're going to look at: obstruction of justice, public corruption, and abuse of power. Now, nothing specific, just going to look around. For example, is the Trump Organization laundering money, Russian money, through the Trump Organization? Really? Where'd that come from? Just going to look. Well, did the Trump Organization benefit from the dad's being president? Well, what are you basing that on? I don't know. Just going to look around. Alan Weisselberg is on the list of notable people with document requests. Brad Parscale, he's running the reelection campaign, ran digital operations. Carter Page, you know about him. He's been surveilled. Corey Lewandowski ran the campaign for quite some time. Didn't know they had interest in him. Donald Trump Jr., you know they had interest in him in the Trump Tower meeting. Eric Trump, George Papadopoulos, we know is a scam. Nothing he did wrong. Hope Hicks, doing great at News Corp. Why does she have to bother? Jared Kushner, Jay Sekulow, Jeff Sessions. Let's just invite everybody in. Julian Assange, Paul Manafort, pretty much we know where to find him. Notable companies they're looking at: Cambridge Analytica, Department of Justice, I heard of them. The Donald Trump Revocable Trust, the FBI, they're going to look into him. Kushner, the NRA, the Trump Campaign, the Trump Foundation, the Trump Organization, the Trump Transition, WikiLeaks. So that's what they want to do. Among the people who are astounded that they'd be so tone deaf, David Axelrod. Quote, tweets this out: maybe I'm missing something, but the hazard of an omnibus document demand by House Judiciary versus discrete serial ones, in that however legitimate the area of inquiry, the wide-ranging nature of it is too easily plays into the witch hunt meme, which the president believes. Cut three.
Are you going to cooperate with Mr. Nadler?
I cooperate all the time with everybody. And you know the beautiful thing? No collusion, it's all a hoax. You're going to learn about that as you grow older. It's a political hoax.
And I believe he did that in front of the North Dakota State team that won the Division AA football championships behind him. Joe DiGenova, a friend of the president's, but also a U.S. attorney for D.C. He heard about these this cannon fire full of document requests. Cut 11.
This is a letter to 81 people to produce documents. Everyone should refuse. And when they're subpoenaed, they should all take the fifth, because this is a perjury trap. This is not a legitimate investigation. It is a fishing expedition. They're trying to get people up there to make them look bad so they can try and make the president look bad.
So Carter Page is one of the people. Remember, they had to put a FISA warning on Carter Page, who's already cooperated with the FBI at different events, that speaks often in the Russian sphere, who never personally met the president, but was put on as an advisor on his foreign counsel when the president really knew no one and no one thought he would win. Cut 13.
I'm about to talk to Joe DiGenova, and he says that you should sue everybody from McCabe to Comey to Clapper to some in the media as well. Will you do that?
I'm planning on it. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the Democrats have thus far been completely stonewalling the initial litigation that I've been involved with. We'll see how that plays out. But, you know, I'm confident that as these the information continues to come out there, it'll be clear that, you know, there was a lot of wrongdoing, but wrongdoing on their side.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. We'll see where that goes. I would resist all of this, especially if I'm in the private sector. And by the way, these Democrats who said, oh, I want more of these moments, like the ones we had with Michael Cohen, where I looked so tough and I was able to get these big answers out of him and people watched. When you get these other people up, they're still allied with Donald Trump. They still feel like they've done nothing wrong. They're going to fight back. But the whole reason is they try to find something contradictory from some other source that maybe they don't remember correctly. And next thing you know, they're in perjury and they're trying to cut a deal. We saw it with Manafort. We saw it with Flynn. When we come back, I'm going to be joined by National Security Advisor John Bolton. I don't really know of anybody more important than John Bolton outside the president that could tell us more information about what the president has on his plate today, from Venezuela to Cuba to China to now North Korea. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
First Mortgages. Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage. 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612. NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 800-785-2857. And one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. Dial 800-785-2857. That's 800-785-2857. Make the cash call today. That's 800-785-2857.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
The many loves of Dobie Gillis first appeared in a novel by Max Schulman, who also made it into a film and then later to TV. The show starred Dwayne Hickman as Dobie, and Bob Gilligan Denver played his allergic friend, Maynard G. Cripps. The show aired from 1959 to 1963.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk. want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Yeah, John Bolton will be with us shortly, national security advisor, long-term guest of the show until he got this other full-time job that paid less but had a lot more responsibility. And that is, of course, national security advisor to the President of the United States. A couple of things I want to go over, and that is the relatively new news that Cuba is going to be experiencing some American sanctions again. They're going to be targeted. The Trump administration announced Monday that it's tightening the six-decade trade embargo on Cuba by allowing lawsuits against the Cuban companies using properties confiscated after the 1959 revolution, though the impact appears to be largely symbolic. It's because of their major role they're playing in Venezuela to keep Maduro, the corrupt leader, in that country. Joining us now is John Bolton, National Security Advisor. Thanks so much for joining us.
Glad to be with you.
So, Ambassador, first off, why Cuba today? Why go after Cuba today?
Well, you know, the subject matter that you've been talking about, the Helms-Burton Act and the authorization that Americans who lost property when the communists took over, may seem like an old issue, but it's one that deeply affected many Americans, and their ability to get compensation from the Cuban government has been precluded by waivers of that statute that successive administrations have allowed to happen. We're now reconsidering that, limiting it, more steps are possible here. And the real reason is to say we don't accept that what the Castro government did back in the day was legitimate. We think we've put off justice for American citizens who were wronged by all that for too long. And that would be a decision I think would be appropriate to make quite apart from Venezuela. But when you combine it with what the Cubans are doing in Venezuela, you know, there have been public estimates that there are as many as 20 to 25,000 Cuban security forces in Venezuela propping up the Maduro regime, really feeding off the oil revenues like the entire corrupt Maduro regime has been doing as well. And in the hemisphere, a lot of people call the country now Cubazuela, so pervasive is Cuba's influence. Look, I just think for American national security interest, we need a peaceful transition of power in Venezuela, and we need to deal with the dictatorships in Nicaragua and Cuba as well.
I guess one step at a time. But when you talk about Guaido, he was able to land on a commercial flight, get back into the country. How significant was that? Were you worried?
Well, you know, we're worried about the physical safety of everybody in the opposition. We've seen what Maduro has done in the past, even in the past month, with this demonstration of public opposition. Best estimates are that something like over 40 people have been killed by either the regime or the colectivos, which are groups of motorcycle gangs basically organized and financed by Cuba, outside of the military, that have intimidated individual citizens. So the danger for everybody involved in this is very high. But you're quite right. Guaido had a very successful reentry into the country yesterday. I think once again it demonstrated to everybody who's paying attention that Maduro's support has dropped. Right. It's just now the people who are part of his corrupt inner circle, really, that are still propping him up.
Well, they got the guns and they got the army. Do you have other arrows in your quiver to turn up the heat more?
Well, economic sanctions that have already been imposed on Venezuela are crippling the oil economy, which has always been its major source of revenue. We are looking, considering other economic steps we could take as well. And, you know, on the military, I think this is important for people to understand. The military itself has taken very limited action against the opposition. We've got a government in exile now functioning in Caracas. It's a government in exile, except it's not in exile, because the military knows the enlisted personnel, the junior officers, they're 80-90% for Guaido. It's only the senior officers, and they have been talking. You know, your newspaper reporters are not going to find this out, but a lot of the senior officers have been talking to the opposition. They talk to themselves. It's a small society at the top there. I don't think they want to have conflict within the military. I think they'd like to try and move as a group. Some of them are going to have to flee the country. But what we would like to see for a peaceful transition is the military basically to say altogether, as much of that altogether as we can get, we now support Guaido and it's time for Maduro to leave. And that is still possible.
Let's hope so. I don't think there's anybody in America rooting for Maduro to stick around. However, Alexander Ocasio-Cortez says it's complicated when it comes to should Maduro leave. Does that surprise you that some lawmakers wouldn't see the wisdom in Guaido being there in power?
Well, I think it shows that within the Democratic Party, there's a problem with democracy. Virtually the entire Democratic world has condemned Maduro's election as fraudulent and illegitimate. And it was indeed invoking Hugo Chavez's own constitution that the National Assembly said anybody who was illegitimately elected can't fill the office. The office is void. The Constitution provides that the president of the National Assembly then becomes interim president. That's Juan Guaido. So the opposition has followed the Constitution. Maduro has not. And, you know, if it's there are a lot of American national security interests involved here, don't get me wrong. But if you have a preference for democracy as the way government should be run, you should be with the opposition and not Maduro. That's not complicated.
John Bolton, it's high stakes, as you saw last week in Vietnam. And everyone's talking about why the president walked away when he did, being that nothing was signed yet. And some have speculated, I think David Sanger's the other for the New York Times, said that one of the reasons was this undiscovered site that when you confronted North Korea with it, they did not want to have anything to do with shutting that down and was kind of surprised that you had it. Could you bring us inside those talks and the role of this secret site?
Well, you know, the president really did exactly the right thing. He told the North Koreans, as he said to them before, you have the prospect of an enormously bright economic future if you'll only make the decision to give up all your nuclear weapons as well as ballistic missiles and chemical and biological weapons. Just make that decision. Make it safer for your people and make their lives better. And the North Koreans wouldn't take him up on that offer. So rather than accept a lesser deal that didn't meet the standards that we wanted for denuclearization, the president said, you know, in a very friendly way, we're gonna walk away. We can come back and have further discussions. But I think the North Koreans were surprised that the same playbook that they have run against three prior administrations didn't work with President Trump. That's what they were most surprised about.
Were you upset that he seems to be normalized on the world stage, walking around Vietnam like a celebrity, coming in there with his sophisticated car? Now this is Singapore. We had a chance to enjoy that city. Are you worried that we're normalizing him?
Well, the president just doesn't think he's given up anything by having these meetings. And I have to say, having watched the way conventional diplomacy worked with the North Koreans over the past 30 years, that is to say, not at all in stopping or slowing down their nuclear program, the president's turned this on its head. He's tried something different. It's hard to say that he's less successful than 30 years of failure. So we'll see how this plays out. The thing is, by having these summits, first in Singapore, the president held open the door for the North Koreans there. They didn't walk through it. He's held the door open again in Hanoi. They didn't walk through it there, too. He's still got the door open. They could have a bright economic future. Just give up all your weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missiles.
Big story in the Wall Street Journal today. The Chinese hackers have been targeting university in pursuit of maritime military secrets of what you're doing in the South China Sea. How concerned are you on this? Do you, in fact, back this up that this is taking place? Do we have the cyber defenses to battle this off?
Well, I wouldn't want to get into all the classified material about war in cyberspace, but I tell you, this administration reversed the Obama administration's limitations on offensive U.S. cyber activity so that we're not just sitting here being pummeled by the North Koreans, the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, and others. We're now able to cut through the bureaucracy to allow offensive cyber operations to help create deterrence so that the other side doesn't attack us to begin with. This is a huge change. Obviously, there's not a lot we can say publicly at this point, but it's already having an effect. I just think Americans need to understand this threat in cyberspace is very real, and we're determined to counter it.
20 seconds. Just wondering if you believe we're going to be sitting hearing about a Mar-a-Lago summit where you're going to be signing a trade deal. How confident are you that it's going to get done?
Well, the negotiations are underway. We've got a possibility for it. The president's deeply involved. He'd like to get the right kind of deal. We'll see if the Chinese are willing to do what they need to do.
John Bolton, you're using your broadcasting background to help me out here against the hard break. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. Take care.
National Security Advisor, back in a moment.
For For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1971, Charles Manson.
It came about by not having a family, by being born without a father. I'm on the wrong side of the law the minute I was born, and I stand strong inside of it.
The district attorney's office and I personally and the Los Angeles Police Department are all exceedingly happy with this verdict. We expected the verdict, but until that clerk reads the verdict, you never know.
I think the public's reaction has been, we did need to know this information. We had a right to know it.
Jim was buried in a simple ceremony with only a few friends present because those of us who knew him intimately wanted to avoid all the notoriety and circus-like atmosphere that surrounded the deaths of such other rock personalities.
I'd just like to say before we start off with the concert that to thank you all for coming here.
Peace out!
News as it happened. News as it happened.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. For 15 months, they searched, investigated, and asked questions, but the FBI has come up empty. They don't know why Stephen Paddock went into the Mandalay Bay Casino Hotel in Las Vegas and opened fire on Route 91 Harvest Festival concertgoers, killing 58 people, injuring more than 800 others.
We want to know why. We want to.
Daniel Rosales escaped with his life, but he can't escape the memory.
It still haunts you, and it's still there. It's always there.
The FBI report guesses at not necessarily a motive, but an inspiration, that Paddock may have been trying to find a connection to his father, a convicted bank robber and escaped convict who was mostly absent from Paddock's life. While Rosales feels a need to know why.
It just hurts, you know, not knowing what it was in his head.
Others who were there say knowing a motive won't bring back the dead, heal the wounds, or erase the trauma. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
his mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
All right, Janice Dean is here. She is not sick of me, believe it or not, even though we spend 3 hours together every day, and I get to watch her in the first hour.
We need more. Extra Brian Kilmeade.
That's right, or more quality time with Janice Dean. The name of your book that's out today, Mostly Sunny, How I Learned to Keep Smiling Through the Rainiest Days. So, Janice, I read the whole book. I got right through it. I'm about half. I didn't even know. No idea what happened because I have. You're the only Canadian I really was friendly with. I broke up with all my Canadian friends.
Alex Trebek?
Don't talk to him anymore. Not a word.
Wayne Gretzky?
I talked to him. I'll be honest. Yeah, I have a lot. We have a lot in common.
You too.
Right. I watch hockey. He's good at hockey.
A lot better than I was.
Right. We know that. So you're from Ottawa.
Yes. The Canadian capital.
How would you describe the city of Ottawa?
Cold.
That's it. What about an American city? Does it remind you of any American city?
That's a good question because I was born in Toronto, and Toronto is kind of Canada's version of New York City. So Ottawa is, you know, a town of a million people. It's Canada's capital. It's like Canada's version of Washington, D.C.
Gotcha.
You know, the prime minister lives there. There's a big parliament building in downtown Ottawa.
You grew up kind of liking broadcasting. There was something about it you liked, right?
Oh, I loved it. Right from the get-go. I was 4 years old. I could recite Alice in Wonderland, and I would put it on the tape recorder, my dad's gigantic tape recorder with headphones like I'm wearing right now at 4 years old, and I used to love to play it back and hear myself talk.
So yet you didn't, when it came to going to college originally, you didn't really go into broadcasting, right?
Well, I took journalism first because that was the closest thing I could get to. I hated journalism. I quit after like a month or two because I found out I wouldn't be doing stories or going out and reporting until fourth year.
So you took a year off.
I took a year off and visited a boyfriend in California, which you can all read about in Mostly Sunny.
Right.
And then I decided to go back to school. I found a college right around the corner from where I lived called Algonquin that did radio and television, and I found my calling.
And what was music in the beginning, right?
Yeah, I did. I got a job at a classic rock station. I was their Sun Scoop reporter, which I went out to community events and reported at every teddy bear picnic and ice cream festival you could think of in Ottawa.
Liked it?
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And then I was like, oh, I want to learn about this classic rock music. I want to be a DJ. So I did that. And I did that for a few years. I did half of middays, and I was also doing the morning show with the guys.
How'd you end up in Houston?
I followed a boy, the usual story.
A lot of guys.
There was a lot of guys in the story, and until, of course, I met my number one guy, which is my husband, Sean.
You did have a scary moment.
I did.
In Houston.
Yeah, it was a defining moment, and that's how I wrote the book, is the moments that defined my life and the little, bumps in the road that really make you stop and think, what am I doing with my life? And that was one of them. I was in Houston. I had broken up with a boyfriend. I was still doing really well in radio and television. I had a home invasion where somebody came into my apartment, robbed me, and decided to wake me up. And all I remember is him poking me in the shoulder and waking me up. And
bandana on, right?
Yeah, he had a bandana over his face, and he had a hoodie on. That was the hardest chapter to write because I didn't talk about it very much. But I was, there was good news out of the story. I was able to actually convince the guy to not physically hurt me, but instead take my money, take my jewelry, take my brand new car. I just kept saying over and over again, and I was very calm. I never fought back.
You tried to memorize his face, and you tried to talk
about it. I tried. You never know what you're going to do in this type of situation, but it's fight or flight. And I just talked to him like, I mean, not that he was my friend, but I kept trying to convince him, don't do this to me, don't do this to me. I have tons of money. I didn't have tons of money. I didn't have a lot of fancy jewelry, but I tried to convince him. I had more material goods for him to take than physically harm me.
So, but it was tough after that because
it was awful.
Yeah, because you had PTSD after that.
Absolutely. I went to see a therapist for about a week. She was the one who told me just the way I was able to convincingly, distract him was probably my survival skill.
So you end up going back to
Ottawa.
Canada.
I went back to Canada because I was like, I don't want to live in Houston. I don't know what I want to do. I go back to Canada. And then literally 6 months later, I auditioned for a job with Don Imus.
And you got it.
I did.
You go out of town, even though you're the dark horse, you're out of town. And one thing that Bernie and Sid, who our morning show before, and Bernie said to you, do you sure you want to do this?
It was actually Bernard. He said, because I had
Bernard
to have an interview first. And Bernie was like, do you know who this guy is? Like, do you really want to audition? And I thought he was joking. And I remember Howard Stern talking about Don Imus in his best-selling book.
He still does.
Hated him. And I was like, oh, you know, it's probably an act. Well, it wasn't. It was actually worse than you could ever imagine. But Sid,
right.
I will always be so grateful to Sid, because even during the worst times where Imus was like, you're stupid, you don't know what you're doing, get out of my studio, Sid would always be like, no, I love Janice, in a Sid voice.
Right.
But I love her. I just think she's really funny. Does he talk like that?
He does still talk like that. He was in a couple of weeks ago. He does the morning show.
Thank God for Sid, man. And, you know, I have a soft spot for Bernie, but he wasn't really nice in the beginning either.
Right.
Sorry, Bernie.
But it all allowed your personality to come out, right? Did it help you develop as a broadcaster?
Listen, I still have people that come up to me to this day and say, I loved you on that program. Listen, on the outside, I looked like I was having a great time being one of the boys. On the inside, I was miserable.
So a couple of things. Let's move forward. You end up being unmiserable. By the way, they're paying you a ton of money. I couldn't believe.
Oh, yeah.
To have this type of a national platform on a very high show.
It
would have
been a great salary in a small town in Iowa.
Right. So, but you had to live in New York City.
Right. $2,000 a month rent.
Stress.
Yeah. No, it was
brutal. But the good side is you got a chance to meet your future husband.
I did. Yes, I met, and that's a great story in the book. It should be a lifetime movie, How I Met My Husband. He met two good friends of mine who were on their honeymoon in Hawaii. He was, you know, living a dream that he had always wanted to live right after 9/11. He experienced 9/11. He went to go surfing in Hawaii and met my friends Leanne and Tony on their honeymoon, struck up a conversation, and my friend Leanne was like, I have a friend who just moved to New York. I think you'd really like her. And he was like, what? And she, you know, took my phone number, and the rest is history. You'll have to read about it.
Janice Dean's here talking about her book out today, Mostly Sunny. So you end up, you're looking for another job. So you hear about Fox.
Well, that's a great story. Listen, most of my jobs that I've ever gotten are through people. It's not the traditional way of resumes
hair and makeup.
Tapes. The hair and makeup department. Always be nice to the hair and makeup people. I was working at WCBS here in New York as a traffic reporter because they weren't paying me very good money at WFAN. So I was doing that 7 days a week. I met this wonderful makeup artist named Alexis, who also worked at Fox News. She knew I was unhappy with the Imus job. She said, you know what? I work over at Fox. I know a person that can put your resume and tape on Roger Ailes' desk. And I didn't know who Roger Ailes was. I just was like, I need to get out of the current job that I'm in.
Right. And you talk about all that. And that was traumatic in its own way. But the interesting thing is when he said, why don't you try weather? He said, okay, I'll try it.
Right.
And you go by, not only do you try it, you do good at it. You said, I'm going to become a meteorologist.
Right.
You want to go and get a degree. Almost nobody does that while having a full-time job.
I didn't get the degree yet.
But you got the
I got the certification. So I took all of the classes that you needed to become a broadcast meteorologist. I still think about going back and getting the degree, but the Canadian schooling system and the U.S. schooling system, there's a lot of credits.
I'm working
and stuff.
On that now.
Will you work on that for me?
I am.
At any rate, it took me 3 years to get all of the required courses to become an AMS sealed certified broadcast meteorologist. I did it because I realized this is something that could be a career.
So, and this is, broadcasting is never a straight line. There's always ups and downs. It's almost like sports in that there are some people that are going to like you, you don't know why, and there's some people that aren't, you don't know why. And it's all judgment, and are you going to persevere through it? So you had the physical challenges of finding out that you're diagnosed with MS. Then you got the fact is, in my opinion, you don't flat out say this, I think you kind of say it, but your dad was emotionally challenged in
that's
every way.
That's a polite way of saying
I'm not going to make judgment on your parents, but I feel so bad for you to having dealt with that. But people listening right now that have non-traditional or parents that fall short, understand, do you see what you're dealing with? Overcome it. See what you're dealing with. Don't use it as an excuse. You didn't use it as an excuse. You note it, but you overcome it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and I write about therapy in one of my chapters in Mostly Sunny because I really had to get work done. I had to go and talk to people about my relationships, and one of them was my relationship with my father, which I think seeped into my relationships with other men in general. You know, following boys to different cities in the U.S., that type of thing. That was a pattern. But once I worked on me and found out what was important, and she helped me believe that I was worthy of a good relationship, worthy of a husband, worthy of a family. That was something that I never thought was in the cards, Brian.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And he reaches out to you at the oddest times, commenting on columns that you write instead of calling you directly.
I know.
It's bizarre.
It was my history. You know, it was my life, though. I didn't know anything better until I know now. My husband is one of the greatest hands-on dads.
As are you a great hands-on mom.
Well,
you decided you're never going to miss an event of your kids.
That was one of the things. He missed so many big events in my childhood that I vowed that I will never miss a play or a sports event that my kids take part in, because that's so important.
See, I'm not interested in what my kids do, but I made a conscious decision. So they could, but they do have good medical coverage to get therapy.
You are a great dad, Brian Kilmeade.
You have not talked to my kids. They do not like
I've
me
met
at
your
all.
Kids.
Oh, yeah, that's
they
right,
seem
yeah.
to really like you.
You can't tell for sure, though. Like, they haven't like come out and said it. I'm still trying to get them to say
You're
it.
A great dad, Brian.
Well, I get an A for effort. I would say that. Janice, the other thing that jumps out at me is that the one moment that you're never going to forget, that I would never forget, here you are at graduation. You're about to get an award at graduation. What was the award?
It was like a special achievement award.
But
so I beat out all of these hundreds of kids in my broadcasting class.
So not only do your family going to get that moment where you get your degree, and you have to spend 2 hours listening to speeches. I know graduates can be boring.
Right.
But your dad reaches over, gives you cash, and says, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Before you graduate.
Right.
Before you can get your trophy.
Yeah. It's tough. And I had to – that was one of the hardest things to write, because I realized what an impact that had on me, that he would not sit in his seat and watch a really important moment. Instead, he gave me cash and thought that that would make up for it. Listen, the therapy part of it, my dad probably needed a lot of therapy, and there was probably something in his childhood that made him think that that was okay.
Right.
But I will say this. My mom is one of the strongest people in my life, obviously. I feel like my strength comes from her. This was a hard book for her to read, because she had to relive, you know, the moments that were really tough on her. I mean, they eventually got a divorce, but I wish they had divorced when I was really young. She could have had a better life, maybe.
Absolutely. She left with him, and you still couldn't understand that. But the autoimmune thing, he has it.
He does.
So I don't know if it could have helped you. He did. He passed away.
Right.
Right. So with you and the MS, how's it going?
So far, so good. I'm knocking wood. I'm on a new therapy.
You look great.
A year. But I write about that. MS is one of those diseases. I call it the My You Look So Well disease, because I can look good on the, you know, the surface, on the cover, so to speak. But inside, my body is at war with itself. But so far, I'm on a new therapy that has been really helpful to me. I feel good, but having a chronic illness like MS makes you really appreciate every single day. I literally get up, and if my feet are working and my legs are working, I am very blessed, and I feel like I'm so it's a good day.
And the other thing is, another person who's on the air thriving as well is Neil Cavuto.
That guy is a hero, and I think I hopefully do him justice, because when I found out he had MS when I was diagnosed, he took the time. I went into his office. He turned off the TV. He put his chair right next to me. It had a box of Kleenex. He let me cry and say, it's over. My boyfriend's going to leave me. My career is over. He let me do all of that, and then afterwards he said, you're going to be just fine. I've got your back. You work for a great company here, and if we have to, we'll build his and her wheelchair ramps.
That's what he said.
That's
fantastic.
Yeah.
So where are you going to be going on your tour? Are you going to The View?
I'm going to The View on Thursday.
Are you going to say hello to Abby Huntsman for me?
They are.
And Meghan McCain?
Yes, that's probably the only reason. They don't know who Janice Dean is.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
But yeah, they're my buddies. They worked here at Fox with me, and they were the ones that said, you got to have this girl on. She's our bestie, and she's got a great story.
And you know what? They have your back. Should Joy Behar have a moment where she wants to open up on you and thinks you're Sean Hannity?
Well, you know what? Here's another thing. There's no politics in this book at all.
It's
zero.
It's mostly Sunny. It's a great inspirational story about overcoming whatever is thrown in your way. It's not saying, why me? It's, how am I going to deal with
you
this?
You know what,
Janice
I love?
Dean, congratulations.
You read this book.
I loved it.
I just
loved
think everywhere. That is the most amazing thing.
Message and data rates may apply. Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload, but what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word FAST to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FAST to 797979. Text FAST to 797979.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with Care Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. Care Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We've got a few more minutes with Janice Dean, whose book is out today, Mostly Sunny. And we believe this is a nonfiction book based on your life, Janice. Are we gonna, do we have a second source on that?
So far. Well, who do you need? My husband?
That's right.
We can get him on the phone.
Don't you understand?
I have his phone number.
No, good. You do have his phone number?
I do.
You might even get his cell phone. Quick thing, we played that music, Beverly Hills 90210.
So sad yesterday.
But, I mean, especially though, the fact is, it's bad enough if you have an accident or something happens, but this is like, it's impossible to anticipate. a stroke.
I know. It's really, and I talk about this in the book, that I appreciate every single day. You know, when you're diagnosed with an illness that's a chronic illness, you do really appreciate the fact that you're with your family today. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow. But you're right. I mean, a stroke, how are you supposed to prevent that?
I know. And the other thing is, when people see people that they grow up with, they're probably a lot of people the same age listening. They're like, wow, if he could die of something natural, the natural cause of a, you know, of a stroke or a brain aneurysm, wherever they decide this happened, that could be me.
Yeah, it's true. And he seemed like a really good guy. You know who Colin Hanks is, Tom Hanks' son? He wrote on Instagram, he had only met Luke Perry once, and it was on a plane ride, and there were kids in the airplane apparently, like, misbehaving and crying, and this guy with sunglasses comes out of first class and has a balloon and blows up a balloon and gives it to the kids who are crying. They don't know who it is, and then Colin Hanks was like, wait a minute, is that Luke Perry? And afterwards, he was able to stop him, and Luke Perry says, oh my gosh, I like you, you're a great actor, and he's like, forget about the acting thing. What's up with the balloons? That's a great idea. And he's like, well, I have kids. I carry balloons everywhere I go in case there are kids that are crying or upset, and I blow up a balloon and they stop crying.
Genius.
I thought that was just a wonderful, you know, moment in time to really get to know a type of person or what that person was.
Right. The other thing that maybe you could help me with is that I understand 2 weeks ago when the Oscars were on, we were to believe there was nothing going on with Lady Gaga and a certain actor.
Bradley Cooper.
And are you able to believe that that's all acting?
No, I think there was definitely something happening.
You do?
I do.
You're suspicious.
Well, I mean, did you see that chemistry? He had his, like, face in her neck during that performance.
Would that bother you if that was your husband?
Are you kidding me?
But he's an actor. He made $1 million for you and your family.
It doesn't matter. Then keep it on the movie screen. I don't need to see it at the Oscars again.
Really?
I mean, come on. Would Don put up with that?
Don or Dawn?
Dawn.
Yeah, because I don't know a Don. That's the Canadian coming out of you.
But I felt bad for, it's his girlfriend, but she's the mother of his child. She's sitting there in the audience. I don't know, have a little bit of decorum on an award show. It just, I don't know. I am hearing rumors that there may be something there. I'm not in touch with his publicist or anything like that. I don't know. I don't think you can fake that kind of stuff. And I was just really mad at Twitter because they just, like, said, forget the girlfriend.
Right.
Who cares about her? The mother of his child. Oh, they're getting together for sure.
So we read your book, Mostly Sunny, and we see the television career and we see the radio career. I talked to you on television and now on radio. Now let's be honest. If you had a choice to go back to eat, had to pick one, what would it be?
Listen, my heart is in radio. That's what I began. I began as someone in radio. You know what I love about radio is you don't need to put all of this on, the hair and makeup like you do every morning. People just listen to your voice and have a picture in their mind,
right.
And I love that.
Aren't we the best-dressed radio people ever, though?
Yes.
Because we're coming from television.
We could be in our pajamas. That's another reason why.
But we
why.
Choose not to be. No flannel, no ripped jeans.
I don't know. I might go back to radio someday.
Pick up Mostly Sunny. It's Janice Dean's book.
You're the best, Brian Kilmeade.
My name is Preston James. I've been a stock and options trader for 23 years. I used to be an active swing trader, but that all changed once I discovered my MoneyPress weekly paycheck method. These days, I'm a passive trader, hauling in more cash while being able to sleep at night than I ever dreamed possible. I'm passionate about the market, and I like to keep it simple. My methods are changing thousands of lives, and I'm confident it can change yours. But let the proof do the talking. By going to paycheckproof.com, that's paycheckproof.com, you'll see a 7-minute video revealing how my MoneyPress method grew a $54,000 account to $174,000 in less than 9 months. That works out to 5.8% per week. You'll see the proof right inside my Real Brokerage account. This isn't about overnight riches, but once you discover this for yourself, you can start on this same path overnight. You're 7 minutes away from changing everything you thought you knew about trading and investing. Go to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Senator Elizabeth Warren was interviewed at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, where she said tech giants like Google, Amazon, and Facebook have just grown too big.
To come up with a great idea, to work your heart out to make it happen, to be able to compete on a level playing field is taken away by these platform giants. So my view is break those things apart and we will have a much more competitive, robust market in America. That's how capitalism should work.
Meanwhile, former Governor John Kasich was also at the venue, says if he had a say, the tax cut would have looked a lot different and not run up the debt.
It was important to lower the corporate rate. I'm not sure it needed to come as far as it needed to. Secondly, I don't think we needed to lower the top rate for those at the top. I think the tax cut should have been focused on middle and lower income folks. And thirdly or fourthly, they should have paid for it.
A 3.7 earthquake hit the central part of Alaska Saturday afternoon, about 18 miles south of Fairbanks, where the center was. It was felt as far away as Fairbanks, North Pole, Fort Wainwright, and Ellison Air Force Base. No reports of any damage. The Air Force's top civilian is resigning.
Heather Wilson says she'll leave the Pentagon to become the University of Texas at El Paso's president. Wilson's a former congresswoman who became Air Force Secretary in May 2017. She was an early skeptic of President Trump's interest in creating a space force as an independent military department, but she publicly backed a proposal to establish it as a service within the Air Force. Wilson had been mentioned as a potential successor to Jim Mattis as defense secretary. Former House colleague Mike Turner says he hopes to someday see Wilson as the Pentagon's first female chief. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Check out more news, read more analysis at townhall.com.
I'm Tom Kalish from Kane 11 Socks. Whether it's technology or products that make our lives more comfortable, innovation is constantly improving everything. But socks? They haven't changed in 50 years. Traditional sock brands make socks in one size fits all, or just a couple of sizes to fit every size foot. At Kane 11, we think it's time somebody innovated the sock industry. So we make socks in 11 individual sizes, from 7 to 17, to fit each size foot perfectly. You won't believe what wearing a pair of socks in your exact size feels like until you try them. It's quite remarkable. After all, your feet hold up your whole body, and the better your socks fit, the better your feet are going to feel all day. Our socks are crafted in the USA with fine-gauge merino wool in the perfect weight and cushioning. And our styles? Well, they're designed to work with anything you wear. So step up to the next innovation and try a pair of Kane 11s. See what Esquire, Men's Health, and Golf Digest are all raving about.
Save 20% off your first order at Kane11.com. That's K-A-N-E-1-1.com. Kane11.com.
Health officials report the worst of the flu season may be over, but they're still watching a troublesome bug.
The peak of the flu season has passed, probably. Forecasters from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the flu is widespread in 48 states, down one from last week, a good sign the end is near. But they're also watching a wave of illnesses from a nastier strain of flu, one more apt to cause hospitalizations and deaths, especially among the elderly. For the last 2 weeks, that bug has been seen more than the milder one that prevailed most of the winter. Still, they say, there's a 90% chance the flu season has already passed its peak. Warren Levinson, New York.
March 9, 1862, during the Civil War, the ironclads USS Monitor and the CSS Virginia, formerly the USS Merrimack, clashed for 5 hours to a draw at Hampton Roads, Virginia. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A South Dakota woman's been charged in the death of a baby found in a ditch 38 years ago after police said They used DNA and genealogy sites to determine that she was the mother.
Police in Sioux Falls said 57-year-old Teresa Rose Bentus was arrested Friday in the death of the newborn who'd been dubbed Baby Andrew. She's charged with murder and manslaughter. Police say the baby was alive when he was left at a cornfield ditch in Sioux Falls in 1981. He died of exposure. Retired Detective Mike Webb says authorities used DNA from the baby exhumed 10 years ago and DNA obtained from Bentus through a search warrant. Patrick Voss reporting.
Players for the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team filing a gender discrimination lawsuit seeking pay commensurable to their male counterparts. Action comes 3 months before the team will defend its title at the Women's World Cup. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call in at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's going to be a great hour. Chris Wallace is getting dressed. He should be ready, we understand, shortly, according to his handler. And Stuart Varney is going to do a simulcast with me. Monday, we weren't able to do it. We finally got the television thing worked out with a brand new studio. So let's get started.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Chris Wallace isn't my concern. You see that at the highest levels of Fox News, they have infiltrated the news side.
That is simply stupid. Tom Perez. That's how I characterize the Democratic decision not to bring their debate show to Fox News. Using a clown story like the one in New Yorker magazine as a basis for their decision. Plus, guess who is out and guess who is in on the Democratic side? We'll discuss it.
Number two.
Nancy Pelosi fears the radical left, and the fringe has become the center of the Democrat Party. This is proof of it.
Leadership trample. That's the Democratic leadership. A simple resolution to condemn anti-Semitism, it's like being against bank robbery, divides a party who can't control their caucus, especially their freshmen. You wanted this house, you cannot handle this house. We'll explain.
Number one.
The projections are dire. The agency is now on track to apprehend more migrants crossing illegally in the first 6 months of this fiscal year than the entirety of FY17. We are on track to encounter close to 1 million illegal aliens at our southern border this year.
Here we go. Kirstjen Nielsen, a very effective approach to those who are denying that there's a border crisis. She brought stats that are undeniable and new pressure on the president to withdraw his emergency action at the border. I'll tell you what proposals some Republicans are offering, but first.
And now, the Brian Kilmeade Show presents...
Who's the king?
The king.
Who is the godfather?
The godfather.
Who is the person in your world that you look up to most?
We should point out that when I was talking about all those things, I was not talking about myself. I was talking about Rush Limbaugh.
It still works well.
Get that straight.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, somebody's going to be listening for the first time, and they're going to think I'm an egomaniac, and I'm not.
The Brian Kilmeade Show presents The Humble.
I was not talking about myself.
The Modest.
I think I'm an egomaniac, and I'm not.
The Unostentatious.
I don't really think he's fazed by all of this.
Chris Wallace.
How's that, Chris?
Well, it's true. I was talking about Rush Limbaugh. I wasn't talking about myself. I think you've made me appear. I think we need to go back to the oligarch intro. I think actually.
I thought that was brilliant. Didn't you think that was brilliant? We took you to the ego place.
Well,
if,
except for the fact that it was about me, it was okay.
Well, Chris, first off, were you surprised about you? Tom Perez doesn't have a problem with Chris Wallace, has a problem with Fox. Did they make the right decision?
No, I don't think so.
It's a terrible decision.
You asked me a
you're
question.
Right, you're right. My bad.
Really?
I'm not. That's why I shouldn't do the debates.
That's right.
But
you say,
should.
President Trump, what do you. Look, enough about you. Here, let me tell you what I think.
All right. I admit, I'm out. But you should be in.
Well, I should be in. But not for the Democrats, apparently. No, I think it's a mistake. And I think for a couple of reasons. First of all, because. You think back to 2016. Where did the Republicans do debates? Yes, they did debates on Fox. They also did debates on MSNBC, on CNBC, on CNN. And, you know, it was like Willie Sutton. Why did he rob banks? That's where the money was. Why do politicians go on every cable channel or news channel they can, and especially the one that has the biggest audience of all? Because that's where the voters are. And if they... You know, there are going to be a lot of people that would watch a Fox debate. You know how many people we had for the first Republican debate in 2015, the famous Cleveland debate? We had 24 million people. It's the biggest cable news audience in history. So the idea that you're going to sit there and cut yourself off from that.
It's crazy. And
look, it would have been, I hope, I think, me, Brett Baer, Martha McCallum, we would have done, I think, a responsible, fair job. Tough questions. We asked Republicans tough questions. And there's one other thing that I think they hadn't thought through, and it was a tweet last night by the president.
I can read it. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Democrats just blocked Fox News from holding a debate. Good. Then I think I'll do the same thing with the fake news networks and the radical left Democrats in the general election debates. Touche.
Exactly. I mean, you come to next fall, the fall of 2020, and the Democrats are going to be begging to do debates with Donald Trump, assuming he's running for re-election, as we expect him to. And if he sits here and says, well, look, you know, you didn't want to go on Fox and you banned them, so no debates, which might be something, incidentally, that a president doesn't want to do. It doesn't generally favor the man in charge because he puts the guy or woman who is his challenger up on an equal stage, so it generally benefits the challenger more than the incumbent. They may rue the day, as they say.
I agree. Quick thing. Something else developed earlier in the week. I just want you to get you to weigh in on. So we had the chairman of the Judiciary Committee decide, I have an idea. Let's send out 80 document requests and put a huge list together of people that are going to be coming before my committee. And today's Politico talks about this. Not only is there some worry among Democrats that they're overstepping too early, but there's also a worry, according to Politico, that it's getting real personal real fast by targeting Trump's children, even though they're in their 30s and 40s. First, what David Axelrod wrote when he saw that list. Maybe I'm missing something, but the hazard of the omnibus document demand by House Judiciary versus discrete serial ones is that, however illegitimate the areas of inquiry, the wide-ranging nature of it is too easily plays into the witch hunt meme. So he's saying, tactically, bad move.
I think there's a real point to that. I think 81 people, entities, agencies, you know, the president called it a fishing expedition. It kind of seems like a fishing expedition. I'm not saying that that all of these committees shouldn't hold investigations. Lord knows the Republicans did it when they were in charge to Barack Obama, the Benghazi, variety of other things. That's fine. But when you send messages out and ask for information on everything, you know, whether it's Russian interference, whether it's Trump's business dealings, private business dealings as a private citizen, bringing two of his three adult children, not Ivanka, interestingly enough, but Eric and Don Jr. into it, it does feel like overreach. And, you know, pick a subject, investigate that if you want to, it's fine. But I agree. I think it's too much. And You know, I also agree with the idea that bringing the kids into it. You know, we've all seen the mob movies. We're in the business. We leave the civilians out. You don't bring family into it. I understand that Eric and Don Jr. were important parts of the campaign, important parts of the Trump organization, but I think he could probably get that information from other people.
And here's a quote from Jerry Connolly in this story. He wrote,
why don't we explain who Jerry Connolly is? He's a Democrat from Virginia. He's a member of the House Oversight Committee. Excuse me.
Wow. I think if we listen back at this tape, I was doing that when you interrupted
really?
Me.
Really? Yeah. You said, let's listen to Jerry Connolly. I don't think you explained who he was.
So here's the quote. Let's agree to disagree. Getting to family members, I think, is dangerous only because it gets real personal real fast and at risk backfiring. Maybe at some point we have to call them, but I'd rather let prosecutors do that, which brings us to another question on the same thing. I bet you Mueller's report drops on Friday. What do you think?
What have I said all along? What have I said all along? Take the over. In other words, whatever you're going to say, I'm going to say, no, it'll be later than that. How many people and how long? We've been doing this since 2017. Oh, it's going to come out this week. Oh, 2 weeks ago when the president was in Vietnam. Oh, it's coming out this week. I have people that have been saying it was coming up. I take the over. Someday it's going to come out. And let's talk about what come out means. It could already have come out. William Barr, the attorney general, is going to hold a news conference at 11 o'clock. I'm sure he's going to be asked, when's the Mueller report coming to you? He may say it's already there. Because remember, what happens under the statutes of the special counsel law is that it is a confidential report that goes only to the attorney general, and he then decides what he's going to release to Congress or release to the public. So even if they were to announce today, the special counsel's over, he's given his report to the attorney general, that's probably all we're going to know for a while.
Chris Wallace is with us now. Chris, as we go to what was happening yesterday, Michael Cohen behind closed doors for a fourth time, 5 hours. It turns out, according to Catherine Herridge, maybe the best in the business, says there were 4 meetings that Adam Schiff had for a total of 12 hours before they actually got behind closed doors with the committee. Adam Schiff is meeting with Michael Cohen. And talking to Trey Gowdy and Jason Chaffetz, they said they went out of their way to invite Democrats in anytime they wanted to talk about a witness ahead of time. How is that acceptable in this world?
It's certainly curious, isn't it? I mean, and more than curious. I didn't know. Honestly, you're telling me something I didn't know, that they had 12 hours. That's astonishing. I mean, it'd be one thing to kind of spend, you know, when we have a guest on the show, we talk to them for 5 minutes beforehand. Do you want to make any news? But I know you don't do that. Is it true, incidentally, that you have a clause in your contract that none of your guests are allowed to look you in, or any of your staff, to look you in the eye when you're walking through the corridors? Is that true? I mean, sort of a J-Lo type contract provision?
Yes. Why would I want people looking at me?
Like Alison Mansfield, is she allowed to make, who is really the brains behind this?
Alison, when's the last time you looked at me?
I try not to.
Right. That's great radio. I mean, most people don't.
Well, maybe, actually, I thought it was because you were stuck up. Maybe it's actually a sign of humanitarianism on your part.
Absolutely. Although I am the best dressed person in the history of radio, by far.
That's true. That's true. You have a wardrobe for radio. There is no question about that.
Chris,
you look quite dapper. The camera's on me. Can we flip back so we can see you?
Because, okay. Yeah, it's automated. It's a robot made, I think, from Tesla. Did Tesla make this too? Because they made the SpaceX, right? I thought they made our cameras. I knew it was one.
Well, now I'm just seeing me, and before I was seeing you.
I did not even.
Oh, there we go. So look at you. I mean, you look terrific. You look marvelous.
Thank you. This
you
is
great.
There's no hit coming.
No, I said you were in the office the other day, and I said, does this sometimes get a little snarky? And you said, no, people like it. So,
right.
But I feel like it's been snarky, and I'm
now,
gonna,
Allison,
I,
you're
gonna
my witness to this. You actually, you might not have seen this. I had to do 2 shoots. I spoke at CPAC, and I was brilliant, according to me. And then the next, I had 2 shoots for Fox Nation. I easily could have won right to makeup and not gone by your suite. But I ducked my head into your suite and went into your living room.
Suite? I've got a room the size of a broom closet. Don't talk to me about suites. Actually, I've been past your room on the 17th floor at Fox.
Yeah.
You don't have much of a room office either.
I have got nothing, but you got bigger. And I chose to talk to you.
Do you know that there are people, I probably shouldn't say this, but there are people, you know how, like here we have acoustic tiles up in the ceiling here, and I know of two co-anchors, and now you probably know who I'm talking about. One co-anchor went in and counted the number of ceiling tiles in her office and then complained to management that it was that she had fewer ceiling tiles than her co-anchors. Office did. I don't know. I've always found the whole thing about size of offices to be ridiculous myself.
No, no. To me, it makes perfect sense.
It does.
No, I'm kidding. No, but are you? Could you just give me a clue? Is it New York or is it D.C.?
It's New York, and it's a long time ago. It's not somebody currently
I think I know who
employed.
It is. Then.
Yes.
Yeah. They left.
Well, they didn't leave. She left.
Just real quick. How abhorrent. Was that New Yorker article? I found that thing such drudgery, and for them to go through stuff that I knew flat out wasn't true. And the thing that stands out most to me, I know it's not true. They say Roger Ailes was the one who told us to put Donald Trump on television. I know exactly how that started. It was because he was on, and he was always great. We said, "Why don't you come in?" He says, "I can't, but I'll call in." That's exactly how it happened. It was our executive producer Gavin Haddon who brought it up to Donald Trump. When he was doing the Apprentice promotion, and they ended up calling in. They act like that's part of a grand plan that Fox is helping Donald Trump. There's so many factual problems with that. It just drove me crazy. Did it drive you?
No, because I kind of considered the source. And did I like it? No. Do I think that's really why the Democrats decided to do it? No. I mean, I think that the left wing of the party, you know how we talk about Trump derangement syndrome or Obama? I think that the left wing of the Democratic Party, there is Fox derangement syndrome.
Yep.
And even though they know that Martha McCallum and Brett Baer and I would give a fair debate, the idea of anything with Fox News presents the Democratic debate, and they were just looking for an excuse, and the New Yorker article gave it to them. And, yes, there were a lot of things. For instance, the whole thing that Trump had been warned about a question in the 2015 Cleveland debate.
Is that true?
I know it's an urban myth. Just, it's not true. I mean, here was the thing. They even took the fact that I caught Sarah Huckabee Sanders on the fact that, you know, the 4,000 terrorists coming across the border, that it wasn't true, and that I caught her on it. They even made that sound like I was doing them a favor by telling them something so that they could drop it from their talking points, like somehow I was in cahoots with the White House to do it. No, there was a lot of foolishness in it. But as I say, I honestly just think there's kind of a derangement syndrome on the left about Fox. And, you know.
What can you do?
What can you do?
Listen,
you know, we're in business. You're on the air. I'm on the air. We'll do our job to the best of our ability, and people will.
Thankfully, America's watching us, Chris, so we appreciate it. And listening. Chris Wallace, thanks so much. We'll watch you on Fox News Sunday, no matter who you have on.
And as I say, it'll be news to me.
But maybe the Mueller report will drop on Friday.
Drop tomorrow, yes. Yeah. And then we'll have an exclusive interview with Robert Mueller.
You got
there we go.
I mean, Chris, thanks.
Talk to you.
He's Chris Wallace. Brian Kilmeade.
Thank you, Chris.
If he were alive in the age of the Greek gods, there wouldn't be Zeus. There would be Chris Wallace.
Chris Wallace, it's been a thrill.
The thrill is all yours.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 800-785-2857. And one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. Dial 800-785-2857. That's 800-785-2857.
Make the cash call today. That's 800-785-2857.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645.
This is Fox on Justice. Police in Evanston, Illinois, responded to a 911 call from a woman who saw a black man in a hoodie trying to steal a car. Officers pulled over a man. With guns drawn, they ordered him to get on the ground. When he didn't move quickly, they tackled him. He was charged with disobeying officers and resisting arrest. The man is Lawrence Crosby, who at the time of the 2015 incident was a doctoral student at Northwestern University. It was his own car. He had been repairing some loose molding when the woman saw him, and he feared for his life.
At that moment in time, I did not know whether I would make it through to the end of the night, facing however many weapons pointed at me, at least six guns pointed at me.
The city council in Evanston has now approved a settlement of $1.25 million. Crosby says he didn't sue for the money.
My goal is to try to use the voice that I have to bring awareness to this issue.
With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
It was set in the town of Bedrock in the Stone Age era and was an allegory to American society of the mid-20th century. The Flintstones animated sitcom ran on ABC from 1960 to 1966. The song's credits list Hoyt S. Curtin and Joseph Barbera, who also was one of the show's producers. Five singers and a 22-man jazz band was used to record the song.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He was a boy from Oklahoma who captured the hearts of Yankee fans the world over from 1951 to 1968 and helped win seven World Series titles. On March 1st, 1969, Mickey Mantle announced his retirement from baseball.
To think that the Yankees are retiring my number seven with numbers 3, 4, and 5 tops off everything that I could ever wish for. I've often wondered how a man who knew he was going to die could stand here and say that he was the luckiest man in the world. But now I think I know how Lou Gehrig felt. It's been a great honor. I'll never forget it. God bless you all, and thank you very much.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I know that Congresswoman Ilhan Omar really tries to push back against oppression. And as a Palestinian, I can tell you, when she speaks about those issues, what I hear is her trying to uplift my grandmother in Palestine, in the West Bank, and saying that there are real, actual, factual evidence to show that there's human rights violations.
Yeah, right. Okay, that was Rashida Tlaib all over the place when it comes to the Democratic Party, talking about the reason why she did not go out of her way to condemn anti-Semitism, the anti-Semitic remarks of Congresswoman Omar, which are flat out unacceptable to me as an American, not and not talking political party. And Tlaib also goes further in saying that I'm going to look to impeach the president this month. They told her not to, but she's going to offer impeachment things. Meanwhile, a senior House Democrat source tells Fox News that anti-Semitism resolution is expected to be introduced in the next hour or two, but notes it is still being finalized. The source says the plan from the House Democrats' leadership is to vote on it today. We'll see what happens. That just happened on America's Newsroom. I say it's not going to happen because there's too many people going to vote no or want other things included in it, which waters it down to the point of why bother. I go on television with Stuart Varney in just a moment again.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
How they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth. They are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just sheer stupidity.
We had a good deploy, and the sunshield's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Bonus Track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. When you think of Motley Crue, whoa, yeah, you probably don't think of this. But the band has taken Madonna's famous 1984 tune and put their own spin on it, recording a cover for the soundtrack to their upcoming movie, The Dirt. The movie coming out on Netflix is set to be released the same day the soundtrack drops, March 22nd, which features 14 Crue classics and 4 newly recorded songs. One of them, The Dirt, which features rapper Machine Gun Kelly, who plays Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee in the film. The title of the track in the film is based on Motley Crue's infamous 2001 collaborative autobiography, The Dirt, Confessions of the World's Most Notorious Rock Band, described as unflinching and uncensored. Needless to say, it's rated R. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
The Brian Kilmeade Show joins the Fox Business Network's Varney & Company with Stuart Varney, live on your radio and on the Fox Business Network. Here's Brian Kilmeade.
For those watching on Fox Nation, I appreciate it. And by the way, we're about to go on television, first time in this brand new studio, because Stuart Varney, the number one show in all business television, is going to simulcast with us. So Stuart Varney, fantastic anchor, talks about everything, not just business. And you're going to hear about that. We're going to be talking about CEO Jack Dorsey of Twitter coming out and admitting maybe they were too aggressive when it came to conservatives. And we're also going to talk about the emergency vote in the Senate. It looks like they're going to have a vote to disapprove and the president's going to have to veto. We'll take that in a few different directions. Then Carly Shimkus is going to come in with Channel 115 on Sirius. You see her all over television on Fox News, and she's going to find out there's more to know. Let's listen in together.
Down 200. It's come back a bit. It was down 300. Now it's down 235. But I really want to talk about the crisis at the border, because it is a crisis. President Trump says Border Patrol is now on track to apprehend, what, 1 million people trying to get here illegally this year. Come on in, Brian Kilmeade, host of the Brian Kilmeade Radio Show. I'm appalled, Brian, absolutely appalled. We've got another caravan just arrived. It's a train, 400 migrants on it. We've got young girls being tested for pregnancy when they get to the border because they may have been abused on the way up there. And the Democrats are doing absolutely nothing. I'm appalled, Brian.
A couple of things. I think that when the New York Times writes it's a humanitarian crisis, we're halfway there. It is a humanitarian crisis, and the president could do a better job leading with that and then talking about the security aspects of it. I mean, look at these, some of these numbers. I know you're a numbers guy. You're into stats. 733 pounds of heroin last year, up 20%. 4 million unreported currency and 159 firearms. 100, and you also have a situation where you have 4,000 pounds of marijuana, 7,000 pounds of cocaine, 7,500 pounds of meth. So you have all this stuff coming across to the port of entry and other places we don't know. And then you have Democrats who just want to get personal with Kirstjen Nielsen, the secretary, which, by the way, I always thought we were in a Me Too movement. It's time to treat women with respect. Even if you don't appreciate her or you don't like what she's saying, she came to you with numbers, stats, and facts. So at least debate the issue and don't attack her personally. I don't know why they're getting away with that. But I do think what's going to be interesting on this vote in the Senate, Stuart.
Yeah, I can't. Why would any Republican vote against the president's declaration of a national emergency on the border? Why will Republicans desert the president and the border when you really need them? I can't make sense of that.
Well, I think you got to separate the two. Precedent on can a president get rejected on their piece of legislation in Congress and then do it anyway? They're worried about that. Rand Paul says the president's going to go through with it, which is interesting. Is Marco Rubio joined us on Fox and Friends earlier, that other network that you like and star on as well. And he came on and said, listen, if we could do this without an emergency, he'll have everybody because there's enough money to get him up to $5 billion. And then with the new fiscal year, another $4 billion, he won't even have spent it all by the time he gets more money. The only controversy is the 3.6 going to defense previously allocated. And I'm wondering if he just grabs this from other places, which is drug interdiction. It'll get him up to about $5 billion without any legislation, and maybe they could stop it here. I sense the president's going to go through it anyway. But it makes a lot of people wonder about the next Democratic president who are constitutional conservatives like Rubio. But I agree with you. Originally, I was against the emergency action. When I saw Congress just as making this personal and political, and I see these numbers, I knew the president had to do something severe, and he's doing it.
Real fast, Brian, I hope we've got time for this, but we're told to expect the wording of a resolution condemning anti-Semitism within the next hour or two. I just have to say that I am appalled that it takes this long to get the Democrats in the House to have something to say on anti-Semitism. Your last word.
It's like being against bank robbery. Of course we're anti-Semitic. Of course that we want to condemn it. Of course you want to go go out of your way to condemn it. The fact that they can't get everyone on the same page, or they want to broaden it out to other things and other issues and other nationalities, to me is just problematic if you're a Democrat. They wanted the House. They have the House. They can't control the House.
That's exactly right, Brian. What a shame we're out of time, because I think we're on a roll and it's all good stuff. Brian Kilmeade, thanks very much, Brian. Good stuff.
Stuart Barney joining us on television, so we were able to go to his audience, and he's able to go with our audience. It's going to be great. So there you go. And you got a chance to see the studio for the first time, which it's mood lighting, which makes it hard to read, but it makes us look good on television. So that's great. So when I was talking about what's going on at the border, these numbers are staggering. So last year at this time, 50,000 crossed the border. Now it's 70. They also have a situation where the number of families coming through this year as opposed to last year is up 300%, 335%. The unaccompanied minor apprehensions, which means they want to be caught, are up 55%. So the thing that's so different, in 2000, when people were caught at these numbers, 90% or more, 95% was sent back. Most of them were Mexicans. Now you have a situation where almost 80% stay here. They get brought in, they get a ticket to come back, and they don't come back. 90% of the unaccompanied minors stay here. So I just ask you, we want to be we're a humanitarian country. We open our arms to those in need. I get it. But just ask yourself, those people, homeless people in your major city, if you're in Los Angeles, especially San Francisco or New York City, or in the other warmer cities in Florida, which I'm seeing at a higher rate, are those people in other countries, are they more important than the people in this country in need? You have a situation where the top 1% pay 45% of the taxes, the top 10% pay 75% of the taxes, and you're asking people on this on an economy bigger than anyone else in the world that's bringing more revenue than ever before, you're asking them to provide social programs for almost the whole country of El Salvador, soon to be Guatemala, Honduras, the collapsing Venezuela, and in other nations. In Brazil, they're putting up fences. They're saying you're not coming in. Flat out, you're not coming in. In Colombia, they cut it off. So in Hungary, they stopped it when they saw what's happening in Germany. With us, we make it political. When we come back, Carly Shimpy is going to let us know if there's more to know. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move. It's a Thursday. A lot happening.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's P-E-R-F-O-R-M.
FORM to 79645.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word FAST to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FAST to 797979. Text FAST to 797979.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
688 to 9104.
...could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and...
Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game.
Wait. Mom, what?
Huh? What? Hold on.
What'd you say?
Wait a second, huh?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
R. Kelly has faced a string of financial problems, including unpaid child support. Although for R. Kelly, unpaid child support is also alimony.
Wow, that was a tough one on SNL. Welcome back, everyone. R. Kelly back in the news because his bizarre, unhinged interview, as well as the indictments on him for multiple ugly attacks. Carly Shimkus is here for more to know. Carly, I don't know if you missed SNL. But R. Kelly all over the news. By the way, he handled that Gayle King interview.
It's because of that interview with Gayle King. She did a fabulous job. I mean, my gosh, that situation is crazy. To be in a room with somebody that is that unstable has to be very scary. And she said that she never felt physically threatened by him, but she was afraid that because he was flailing that he would, you know, unintentionally hit her in some capacity. The sound bites from this are going to live on for a while.
Yeah, in fact, CBS News announced it'll broadcast a one-hour primetime special showing more of King's 80-minute sit-down with R. Kelly. King and Kelly interview is set for Friday, March 8th, so it's tomorrow at 8 o'clock. You want to hear a little of it?
Yeah, let's hear some.
Forget the blogs. Forget how you feel about me. Hate me if you want to. Love me if you want. But just use your common sense. How stupid would it be for me to, with my crazy past of what I've been through. Oh, right now I just think I need to be a monster and hold girls against their will, chain them up in my basement, and don't let them eat and don't let them out unless they need some shoes down the street from their uncle.
Robert,
stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing.
Robert.
I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life.
Just nuts.
Okay, so Gayle King hit the nail on the head when she said to his face, I find it really hard to believe anything you say with the amount of women who have come out, women who didn't even know each other and have basically told the same story about him, about how he's controlling, he's aggressive, he controlled where they were allowed to eat, where they were allowed to sleep. He's facing 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse, 3 of the 4 girls underage, according to police. And these allegations of him being, you know, just a horrible, gross person date back over a decade, because in 2008 he was found not guilty but faced allegations of child pornography. Prosecutors in Chicago failed to convince a jury that he was the man seen in a sex tape with a girl as young as 13.
Wow, I mean, this is unbelievable. He's in every way, shape, or form, he's a despicable person. Obviously, he's not taking care of his kids that he's supposed to. He has a huge budget, spending huge amounts of money every month. He lives in a big mansion, yet his kids can't get basic services.
And it's interesting that this is coming out the same time as the Michael Jackson documentary is airing on Netflix,
yes,
or HBO.
HBO.
He's facing all these allegations of, you know, child sexual assault, and his music is still being played.
Yeah, I don't know for how much longer, because they were trying to get over that, and they were trying to play it like his estate was making some money. Now Neverland's going for like a dollar, and now his estate, this has dug up all those horrible memories.
Yeah.
He's terrible. Michael Jackson was a deranged individual, and he destroyed so many lives. These people are all young adults now.
But I don't feel the outrage on this Michael Jackson situation the way that you would think. And I think a lot of people suffer from sort of this psychology where if somebody is so successful and so talented,
right,
then they are automatically a good person as well. And they don't want Michael Jackson to be a bad person, because then it wipes away, you know, all the good memories of him being, you know, this figure in the African-American community that has done so much and was so successful and, you know, was this cute little boy at one time. They don't want to believe that this could be true.
R. Kelly doesn't have that.
There are all these victims in both cases that are speaking out finally and saying that they've done some pretty egregious things.
And Michael Avenatti is attorney. Let's officially find out if there's more to know from Carly Shimkus.
More to know with Carly Shimkus.
Carly, get this. Jeopardy host Alex Trebek, 78, revealed something.
Yeah.
Ugly. Pancreatic cancer. It's stage 4. Listen.
I have some news to share with all of you. And it's in keeping with my longtime policy of being open and transparent with our Jeopardy fan base. So therefore, I wanted to be the one to pass along this information. Just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working. And with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years.
What a class act.
Yep.
Being able to deliver that truly devastating news with a smile on his face.
And he must have known this for a while, still doing his job. He looks great, though, right?
He's 78 years old. He looks fantastic. He suffered from 2 heart attacks, and recently he took time off because he underwent brain surgery as well, and he's still saying that he's going to beat this and continue on with the show. So God bless him.
Right.
All right. Taylor Swift says she is going to become more politically active. She told Elle magazine this. Invoking racism and provoking fear through thinly veiled messaging is not what I want from our leaders, and I realize that it is actually my responsibility to use my influence against that disgusting rhetoric. Brian, do you think it's her responsibility?
Well, number one, I wouldn't summarize President Trump like that. Clearly, she has a point of view in doing that. My sense is any Republican would have gotten this out with her. But she represents, to me, the next generation of country music stars, even though she's not really country these days, who is very liberal. They say this generation is not, you know, they are not as traditional Republican and conservative as past generations.
Kacey Musgraves and Maren Morris are two of the biggest names in country music that are in their early 20s, and they are both outspoken liberals. You're right about that.
She will pay a price for that, but not with her, not for the 12 to 18 year olds.
Nah.
But it just by but
she's just gonna she's gonna anger people. They'll grumble. They'll still download her music though.
Really?
Yeah, I think
the
so.
Her last album didn't do nearly as great.
Some people won't, but right. She's still gonna be doing just fine.
Mad About You. Do you remember that series? It followed Seinfeld for a long time. Do you guys remember that? You do. All right, it's coming back. They had trouble getting a taker, but it turns out Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt will reunite on Spectrum Originals from Charter Communications. You got to pay a little extra premium content to get a series. I mean, they're probably not even getting that much money. If you're on premium channel on Spectrum, how bad do they need the work? Because Paul Reiser disappeared. He was an elite comedian. And Helen Hunt hasn't done anything in a while.
Well, I just think this is so interesting that there are so many reboots of old shows.
But how many are working?
I mean,
Roseanne just fell apart.
Well, but
right?
That was for a situation.
Why not bring back Bosom Buddies? Who was the guy on Bosom Buddies with Tom Hanks? That was good. Why not bring back MASH?
Peter Scolari.
Yeah, what happened to him? Can you call him?
Newhart. And then after that, that's about 20, 25 years ago.
Right. Bob Newhart's still funny, though. So you don't really care that much about this story,
not,
Charlie.
All not right. A whole lot.
All right, let's go.
No, I
it
do like
hurt
some,
my feelings.
I do like some old TV.
Just not that one.
Two of my favorite shows.
Yes.
Matlock, and I really liked Murder, She Wrote, too.
Get out of here.
Yes, those were great,
so
great
shows.
So
you like mysteries.
Yes, I also was a big fan of Little House on the Prairie when I was a little girl. And
right.
Then when Melissa Francis started working here, I was totally starstruck.
Right.
Totally starstruck. I don't know if I've ever told her that before.
I thought it was because of Outnumbered. It wasn't. It was more of Little House on the Prairie.
It was an incredible moment in my life when I finally said, oh, my gosh, I'm working at the same company as Melissa Francis.
At one point, you did say that about me.
I say that every day.
Right. LeBron James moving past Michael Jordan to fourth place on the NBA's all-time scoring list. He gets 32,000 points. The achievement particularly special to James, who grew up idolizing Jordan. Jordan doesn't really like him too much, though. He doesn't really say good things about him. My sense is, this whole move with LeBron James is going to be humiliating. They're not going to make the playoffs this year, right? They're out of the playoffs. He got hurt for a while. And the word is he might be a little distracted with all those things, making his show on HBO, his reality show.
Talking politics, talking social issues. Who's a better player, Michael Jordan or LeBron?
There's no question Michael Jordan. No question, although I'm in awe of LeBron, the way he comes every night. But my thing is it took him 4 years to be a clutch player.
Okay, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg plans to revolutionize the platform with a focus on all things privacy. Facebook posted yesterday, Zuckerberg announced his plans to create a completely encrypted platform. He says that he believes the future of communication will increasingly shift to private encrypted services where people can be confident that what they're saying to each other stays secure. I mean, this is hilarious.
Take your time. Yeah.
This is because, I mean, Facebook is known for one thing and one thing alone, and it is that the lack of privacy that people have on the site. Just in December, there was a story about how Facebook allowed companies like Spotify and Netflix to read and even delete people's private messages.
It's unbelievable. And by the way, this guy is so smart in some areas, but clueless in others. Socially, he's a mess. Europe is cracking down. They've had it.
Yeah.
Terrorists are using it. And over here, I find that now the Republicans
you
feel
hit
marginalized.
The nail on the head with the terrorist issue and Facebook becoming an encrypted service and how those two things could actually become a big issue.
Carly Shimkus, who loves Little House on the Prairie and Murder, She Wrote. We found out something about you, and hopefully you found out something about yourself.
I promise I'm not 85 years old.
She really isn't. Thanks for listening.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 800-785-2857. And one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. Dial 800-785-2857. That's 800-785-2857. Make the cash call today. That's 800-785-2857.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1977. Criminal Gary Gilmore.
I simply accepted a sentence that was given to me. I've accepted sentences all my life.
By an affirmative vote of a majority of the members of the Board of Pardons of the state of Utah, the death sentence imposed on Gary Gilmore will not be commuted or lessened.
I let the American people down, and I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
Sam did it through me. He used me. He made me go out there and do it. I did it for him, for blood, for so he can have the blood.
In this hour of sorrow of both Tennesseans, the nation, and indeed around the world, the sadness reflects the talent of one of the greatest talents that this country's ever produced. Or maybe this world has ever produced.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.